It's time for Northwest Missouri State Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network. Let's go courtside for today's game.
And good evening from Bolivar, Missouri. Northwest Missouri State and Southwest Baptist are doubleheader here tonight along the Bearcat Radio Network. Matt Gorder along with John Coffey. And John, the one thing that we've kind of heard from the coaches this week and talking about this trip is opportunity. It's a good opportunity for the Bearcats to, for a second night in a row, get a doubleheader sweep.
Coming off that overtime win on a Monday evening against Northeastern State, I think when you talk to Coach Smith, he talks about how well he thought the team competed in that game. Maybe not executed as well as he would like in certain instances, but the fact that they competed hard and made the plays they needed to make down the stretch in overtime to pull out a victory there. Then they look at tonight's matchup with Southwest Baptist, a team that's having a similar type of season than what the Northwest women are. They're coming at 6-7 and just 1-4 in conference play. They see this as a very winnable game if they come out and compete much like they did Monday night.
A game for the Northwest women tonight that really for what's kind of a fragile team. You look at the situation, we talked about obviously the head coaching situation, the new players, everybody trying to get used to each other. A win on back-to-back nights could launch the team into a very solid season, but the more losses you have, the tougher it is to get out of a funk. So I think that's why the opportunity is so big tonight.
And I think things were just much better yesterday and day before in practice just because of that win on Monday night. And if they can come up with a win here tonight, they've got a tough task on Saturday with Central Missouri. But you're kind of looking at trying to work your way into the playing of the MIAA postseason tournament. And wins like tonight can go a long way to get there. But again, you have to go out and execute, cut down on some turnovers, and hit some of the percentage shots that they've been getting. And hopefully some good things can happen. But yeah, I think a win tonight could really help turn the tide of what has been a string of some very tough losses for this Northwest women's team. And again, hopefully they can build off that overtime win and continue on from there.
The Northwest Missouri State women coming in at 5-9, 2-5 in the MIAA. Southwest Baptist 6-7. And 1-5. We're back with more on the pregame show after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mount City, and St. Joseph. And from Championship Motors in Maryville, located at 1528 South Main Street, Bill McCulley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800. Support also comes from Maryville Hy-Vee. Located at 1217 South Main, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information available in-store or at 660-582-2191. Also from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. You can find more information at 660-582-2699.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com. And from Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information is available from shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Kent Peterson of Stanbury. Support also comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni. Also from Tri-State Ford in Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatefordlincoln.com or at 660-582-3677.
I like basketball. Basketball.
Definitely basketball.
The Bearcat Pregame Show. Pregame Show. Sponsored by Hy-Vee.
We're back in Bolivar before tonight's women's matchup, Northwest Missouri State and Southwest Baptist. John, these Northwest basketball teams have been playing a ton of basketball here over the last week.
Well, they have. It's been, as we talked about a little earlier on our broadcast, really essentially an NBA type of schedule. You play a game, you take a day off, play a game, a day off, and it almost seems like a week off here. We had 2 days off here this week after the Monday night game. And then, again, you get into a situation after tonight's game, a day off tomorrow, and back at it again on Saturday. I know it's a situation where the players love to play basketball and they love to play in games. And a lot of times practice time can get a little bit monotonous. So they haven't had to worry about that aspect of things. But it has to be wear on them a little bit from the standpoint of most of these games have been on the road through this string. And that's a lot of time in buses, a lot of and things, where and late nights getting back. So it has to wear on them a little bit. But hopefully the wins that both of these teams had on Monday night can kind of, from a mental standpoint, kind of rejuvenate them a little bit coming into tonight's road game.
When we come back, we'll hear from Coach Smith, his thoughts on all the games in a short span. We'll do that right after this timeout. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's Northwest Alumni Salute is brought to you by the Northwest Alumni Association. Information on membership benefits at 660-562-1248.
1992 graduate Daryl Johnson was recently inducted into the National Teachers Hall of Fame. Johnson is currently an English and Communications Arts instructor at Smithville High School in Smithville, Missouri. He says he tries to find ways to continue to relate to his students in the classroom.
Some of the key things to classroom success, from what I've been told, is good classroom management, knowledge of your content, and being able to connect with these young adults who are really living in this fast-paced world of informational text, to make these personal connections to literature. And some of my foundational principles include mutually high expectations of one another and embracing humor in the classroom, and making sure I get to know these kids as individuals. Once they know me and I know them, a true education can occur.
Johnson also received his master's degree from Northwest in 1998 and says the university has played a strong role in the success he's had since leaving the Maryville campus.
They prepared me very well for the classroom. In fact, I was at the alumni banquet this last year, and I sat at a table with Dr. Albertini and his wife, and Dr. Red, my father-in-law, and Dr. Jasinski and his wife, and just reminded them how impressed I was with the quality of education that I received. And, you know, those professors that I had years ago still remember who I am. They remember where you come from. They were really invested in you as a student, and that said a lot to me. That spoke volumes to me.
Johnson is also a former Missouri Teacher of the Year, which gave him an opportunity to meet President George W. Bush in the Oval Office.
Today's Northwest Alumni Salute is brought to you by the Northwest Alumni Association. Information on membership benefits at 660-562-1248.
I like basketball.
Basketball.
Definitely basketball.
The Bearcat Pregame Show. Pregame Show. Sponsored by Hy-Vee.
Back in the pregame show before tonight's matchup between Northwest Missouri State and Southwest Baptist. Joining us now is Northwest head coach Michael Smith. Coach, here we are back on the game floor. It seems to have happened a lot here over the last week. I know we've talked about how players really enjoy this because they don't have as much practice time, obviously. But is it tough as a coach when you try to mix in working on things as well as getting ready for the next opponent?
You know, it really does. We wanted to kind of add some things, and a good example I use with our players is obviously during the football season. You know, my office is down on the main floor, so I see the footballs or players going through and having meetings, and they're adjusting things, and because that's what you have to do from week in and week out, so people don't catch on to what you're doing, your play calling, etc. And you know, it's been hard for us because we haven't had a whole lot of practice time to put things in. You know, I mean, it's one day to try and put one or two things in, and obviously you don't want to try and overwhelm you know, the players, especially when they're just now starting to feel comfortable at what we're doing. So from that standpoint, yeah, it has been difficult to kind of, I guess, up things, get one up, I guess, in some areas. We've just had to kind of rely on what we're doing. You know, last night we tried to just add a couple little, you know, twists, I guess you could say, here and there. And it showed that we hadn't had a whole lot of practice time because it was kind of a hard adjustment for us to make. So it'll be nice to finally get back into a routine now with school starting and everything, and you know, only playing two games and a full week instead of, you know, having two, sometimes maybe three, like we've had lately. So you know, we're going to go with what we've done for the most part. I think that we're going to, match up well with SBU. I think we ought to be able to run a few things that that maybe we haven't been able to run against some other teams that have, you know, have a lot more athleticism. I mean, not saying SBU doesn't, but you know, their makeup is, you know, they're gonna walk it up. They're gonna run a lot of sets. They're not gonna play up and down and fast. You know, like some teams that we have played lately, you know, starting at Kearney and then Washburn, obviously, and things like that. So, you know, as you can say, we've been talking about different things so much. I feel like I'm rambling about different things and same things as well right now. But the main thing is us just coming out with our energy and our focus, you know, like we had against Northeastern on Monday night. And if we do those things, you know, it'd be sure nice to get that first road win tonight.
You know, fans obviously see and hear about the games and what's going on there, but it seems like there's such a delicate balance of off the court and on the court stuff through the course of a season to try to have a team improving and playing the way you want through an entire season.
Yeah, you're exactly right. It's, you know, it's just, again, trying to find that balance of how to go about it and everything, and especially, again, where you're coming into a situation where, you know, team players are still somewhat adjusting to others. You know, you went with that, for instance, we went with that group there towards the end of the game on Monday night. I knew that those kids had played together all last year. So I knew for the most part, regardless of what we were running, I think they could read off each other, knew whatever with each of them was going to do. And for the most part, I saw that, you know, with that. Whereas, you know, I tell our players all the time, if you guys could read my minds, we'd be national champions, you know, and they get a little laugh just like that. But it is. It's been a work in progress for sure. And you know, hopefully we've kind of turned that corner like we've talked about, and we're able now to get some things done, you know, like you say, from the classroom standpoint, as well as getting back on track basketball-wise, and hopefully the balance will come out together.
We talked, I know, last night about how you've taken the positive approach, and you want each player to show one little positive each step of the way. And is that got to happen no matter how the team is playing? If they're undefeated, if they've had a few losses, whatever, is that something that's got to happen over the course of a season?
I do, because I think if anything, that'll help each player individually to know that they can give a little bit more. Or they can give, you know, they do have a little bit more in the reserves than what they think, you know. And most of the time, that's just mental, you know, thinking, oh, well, I can't go get that rebound, or I can't go dive on the floor. Well, once you get it, you know, repetition in your mind, and you know, just doing it out on the court, it becomes a lot more natural. And that's what we're trying to do right now, is to try to get these girls out of their comfort zone. When you start to win, you know, you kind of go back to, you know, what works for them. But at the same time, for us to be able to grow as a team and grow as individuals, we have to be willing to take, you know, the next step. And well, like I told our girls the other day, they laughed. I said, you know, we gotta put a little glitter on our shoes. We gotta get a little flashier, you know, about how we play. We're starting to get into our rhythm now. Now, what's the next step for us? We just can't keep staying in that comfort zone like we have. And particularly like on offense, you know, we've got to, defensively, people know what we're going to do. We know what we're going to do. And I like what we're doing right now, because we've come a million miles since opening weekend. There's no doubt about that. And in particular on the defensive end. And, you know, our kids have really adjusted well. So hopefully all those things will play into a factor, you know, especially after being on the road for a trip down here like we had.
That's Michael Smith, head coach of the Northwest women's basketball team. We're back with the starting lineups after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game is being underwritten by O'Malley Beverage in St. Joseph, Missouri. O'Malley is the region's supplier of Anheuser-Busch products and would like to remind you to drink responsibly and to always designate a driver. More information at anheuserbusch.com.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center and the Prinery House. More information at conceptionabbey.org.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery. Now located near the Northwest Campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore in Maryville, the Student Body provides Bearcat fanware, custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
A Northwest Missouri State University Associate Professor will present a clinic at the Florida Flute Association Saturday, January 25th. Dr. Rebecca Donnell will present a clinic at the Florida Flute Association Convention in Orlando, Florida, titled Etudes That Engage. She says the clinic will showcase a project she's been working on for a few years.
The last few years, partly with Northwest Professional Development Funds, I've had a project of notating arrangements that I have been doing improvised, so to speak, in lessons with my students. And that is one of the factors in flute study that builds a good player is the practice of using etudes, which are works designed to be fairly short, one or two pages, but have a very specific aspect of flute playing that it's looking to help the player improve.
Danelle says these are occasionally such great music they can be performed as concert pieces. She says the etudes considered most famous for flute repertoire are those of Joachim Andersen.
He wrote 9 books of etudes, and what I've done is taken the first 2 volumes that a player would study and arranged a fair number of them. I think I've got about 19 notated, either into flute duets or flute trios, or one is even as large as a quintet. I've also, for a few of them, written some original prelude material to help the player sort of warm up and get ready for the challenges of the etude at hand, or a step-by-step process of how to sort of break down the etude and how to learn it well.
The arrangements were inspired by Danelle's experiences as a student of legendary French flutist Marcel Moise, work she continues to use to this day with Northwest students. The 38th Annual Florida Flute Association Convention is a 3-day event filled with competitions, concerts, exhibits, and presentations.
Support for today's game comes from Taco John's at 1015 South Main in Maryville. Serving breakfast and dinner, Taco John's is open Sunday through Thursday from 7 a.m. until midnight and until 2 a.m. Friday and Saturday. More at tacojohns.com.
I like basketball.
Basketball.
Definitely basketball.
The Bearcat Pregame Show. Pregame Show. Sponsored by Hy-Vee.
Back at the Meyer Sports Center in Bolivar. And before we have our starting lineups, it's time for the national anthem. Look at the starters for tonight's matchup. First for Southwest Baptist, Leanne Lansdowne, along with Delana Johnson, Jackie Zelenka, Brooke Duncan, and Morgan Lucy. On the other side for Northwest Missouri State, Ariel Easton, Monique Stevens, Shelby Mustaine, Annie Matthews, and Ashley Nelson, rounding out the starting lineups for Northwest. We'll take a timeout. Be back with a tip right after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information available at northwestbearcats.com. And from national investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com. Support also comes from Compass Dental Group in Maryville, Dr. Bruce Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler, along with their wives Polly and Rebecca. Compass Dental Group provides braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at CompassDentalGroup.com. Also from Walker Body Shop and Toying at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating their 50th anniversary, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. More at 660-582-3104.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaccaro & Herzog, RE/MAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information is available at 816-806-7777. And from Nottoway County Economic Development, promoting the community, supporting the business development, and growing community opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development, more at MaryvilleMo.org. Support also comes from Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com. Also from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. More at 582-3131, in store at 5th and Buchanan, or at MaryvilleGlassAndLock.com.
You might get a few free throws, but everything else in our house is going to cost you. Bearcat Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Back at the Meyer Sports Center in Bolivar, we're just about set for the tip of the women's matchup, Northwest Missouri State and Southwest Baptist. For Southwest Baptist, Morgan Lucy in the center circle, a 6'3 sophomore, across from the freshman Shelby Mustaine for Northwest. The tip controlled by SBU as they work right to left. Here at the Meyer Sports Center, out between the circles is Delana Johnson. To the high post right, Zelenka. Zelenka hands it off for Johnson. She'll work it to the right wing. Now crosses over. Down to the baseline. Zelenka with the 10-footer, and it's good. First points of the game going to Southwest Baptist and Northwest Missouri State with their first possession. Working it to Ashley Nelson on the right side. Out of the high post left for Matthews. She'll bring it top of the key, hand it for Nelson. Nelson wanted to drive, but is cut off by Brooke Duncan. Brings it over to the left for Easton. Now top of the key, Mustaine over to the right side for Stevens. Into the corner, Easton. Easton will bring it up to the wing on the dribble. Now down to the baseline for Annie Matthews. Out to Easton. A three-pointer on the right side. No good. Rebound out of bounds, and it will belong to Southwest Baptist. We pause here 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Southwest Baptist with the basketball. Jackie Zelenka at the high post will kick it out top of the key for Delana Johnson, who will knock down a three. A quick start for SBU out to a 5-0 lead, hitting their first two shot attempts of the night. Stevens hands it off for Easton left side. Now to Nelson. Bounce pass down low to Matthews. A dribble for Matthews. Underhanded shot no good, but she draws the foul on Jackie Zelenka. And Annie Matthews will go to the free throw line. They're actually going to whistle Morgan Lucy for that foul. And Matthews steps to the line for two.
Matthews really has been playing well in the post in the last several games, very aggressive inside, and has been getting her to the free throw line. Not only that, but she's also doing a good job on both the offensive and defensive boards.
She hits the first of her two free throw attempts, first point for Northwest tonight, and the second free throw goes as well. So a 5-2 game, Southwest Baptist with the lead and the basketball. Cross midcourt with the dribble comes to Lana Johnson. She'll work it over to the right side near the sideline for Lansdowne. Lansdowne now to the top of the key for Zelenka. Over to the left side, Johnson. Top of the key, she goes with it to Duncan. Wants to drive, got a screen. Now down to Zelenka on the block. A fadeaway from six is good for Jackie Zelenka. So three shot attempts by SBU and three field goals. It's a 7-2 lead for Southwest Baptist. Easton at the top of the key, brings it over to the right wing, tries to go high post. Mustaine, the ball tipped away by Lansdowne, and Easton able to chase down the loose ball on the right side. Top of the key, Nelson. Down the left side of the lane she goes, underneath the bucket, kick out to Stevens, right corner, up to Easton. She'll bring it to the top of the key, lost the ball, but it goes right to Matthews. Matthews with a drive, shot no good. Rebound for Brooke Duncan for Southwest Baptist. Ahead to Zelenka on the left side. Inside, Morgan Lucy bobbling what was a nice pass. And she ends up getting called for travel. So that will give it back to Northwest Missouri State.
It's going to be fun to watch that matchup tonight inside between Matthews and Brooke Duncan. Duncan just a sophomore, but one of the better players out of this SBU program.
At the high post, Matthews with it. Left elbow now out to the left wing for Easton. Top of the key, Stevens. She'll work it over to the right wing with the dribble. Get it to Mustaine. Mustaine holding on to it with her back to the basket. Now we'll give it up in the corner. Easton. Shot fake. Drive by Easton. Up with a double clutch shot. Hit glass. No rim. Rebound for Matthews. Her follow won't go. Rebound tipped out, and it's picked up by Brooke Duncan for Southwest Baptist. Gives it up to Lansdowne in transition. Now to the top of the key. Duncan gets it back. Takes a three and knocks it down. Brooke Duncan with her team leading 30th three of the season, and it's a 10-2 lead for SBU. 3 minutes into it, Mustaine with it, top of the key for Northwest Missouri State. Out to Easton on the left side. Back to Mustaine. Bounce pass into Matthews. Matthews with a dribble. Goes up with a shot. And they call an offensive foul. A flop there by Jackie Zelenka works. That'll be her first foul. Second team foul. And the ball will belong to SBU. Southwest Baptist off to a good start here. And out between the circles is Johnson. Dribbles to the left elbow. Gives it to Lucy. No look pass into the right corner. Duncan out of the baseline left. Zelenka. Jumper up. No good. Rebound to the floor. And Stevens will pick it up for Northwest Missouri State. 10-2 lead for Southwest Baptist. Nelson on the left wing. Goes on the drive. Up with the runner. Got it. But they're going to wave it off. Call a foul on the floor. This foul will go against Brooke Duncan. That'll be her first. Team second, and an inbound on the baseline left for Northwest.
Northwest has been getting some good percentage looks at the bucket, and unfortunately, again, not having much success right now. Oh, four from the field. SBU, as you mentioned, off to a hot start. They're 4-5 right now and knocked down a couple threes.
Mackenzie Scupa, a 6'2 freshman out of Campbell, Nebraska, and the inbound to Annie Matthews left side. She misses the layup and a rebound to SBU. Outlet pass, though, is tipped. Stevens comes down with it, gives it ahead to Easton. Easton backs out beyond the arc. We'll give it back to Stevens, and Northwest will set the offense. Top of the key for Nelson. Nelson dribbled left, went right with a crossover. Underhanded layup, no good, but Ashley Nelson will go to the free throw line to shoot two as she draws the foul. Foul call called on Brooke Duncan. That's two on Duncan. Third team foul. The official had made the call, actually known by Coach Smith from junior college days, coached against her. So he saw her as she came in. They chatted for a little bit. Hopefully he got on her good side.
I hope so.
First free throw was good by Ashley Nelson. Ashley Ginther checks into the Bearcat lineup. Also, Timber Schekinger on the floor for Northwest. Second free throw by Nelson, hits the back of the rim, bounces around and out. Zelenka the rebound for SBU. 10-3 the lead for Southwest Baptist. Pass ahead on the left side for Alex Botkin. Now to the center circle it goes. Johnson will set the offense from there. 15:50 to play in the first half. Left wing, Scupa, inside to Zelenka, cutting down the lane, and Zelenka knocks the shot down. That's 6 points for her. She has half of the Southwest Baptist points, and it's a 12-3 lead for SBU. East into the top of the key for Nelson. Over to the right side. Got a screen from Ginther. Tried to drive. Now out to Schekinger left side. A three-pointer. In and out won't go. Rebound fought for. Pulled down by McKenzie. Scoop up for SBU. Ahead to Johnson. And Johnson will double dribble with the basketball, losing her balance a bit as she tried to pick up the dribble. That'll give it back to Northwest Missouri State. 15-21 to play in the first half. Now in for Southwest Baptist is Tannis Spaney, a 5'9 senior out of Lee's Summit. And for the Bearcats, Merity Scott, the 5'7 senior out of Maryville, will take the place of Monique Stevens. Easton will run the point with Stevens on the sideline. Stevens brings it over to the right side on the wing. Now out between the circles for Scott to the wing. Backs it out, reaching in, knocking it away. Johnson, and the ball finally gets to Spaney, who will give it over to Lansdowne. And Leanne Lansdowne will bring it up the floor. Blows by Easton as she goes into the lane. Up with the shot blocked away by Schekinger, but they're going to call a foul. This will go on Timber Schekinger. That will be her first. Team second, and a couple of free throws coming up after a timeout. 14:59 to play in the first half. 12-3, Southwest Baptist with the lead over Northwest Missouri State. We're back in a minute. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville. Located at 1528 South Main Street, Bill McCulley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph.
Today's Bearcat Radio broadcast is sponsored by Hy-Vee. Located at 1217 South Main, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, 582-2699.
Back in Bolivar, 12-3, Southwest Baptist out to the lead over Northwest Missouri State. SBU hit their first three shot attempts of this ball game to get out to the fast start. And now they're going to have an opportunity at the free throw line coming out of the break as well, as Leanne Lansdowne will step there, a 78% free throw shooter for SBU. Sophomore out of Seymour, Missouri, hits the first. Makes it a double-digit lead just over 5 minutes into it here at the Meyer Sports Center. Second free throw coming up for Lansdowne, and that one is good. So she hits both free throw attempts. It's a 14-3 game. Northwest Missouri State trailing with the basketball. Easton across the timeline, works it left side for Scott. On the wing, now to the high post, Schechinger. Squares over to Ginther, right side to Easton in the corner. She'll bring it up to the wing. Top of the key for Scott. Back over to Easton, right wing. Gets a screen from Ginther. Goes on the drive. Up with the runner. Good off the glass for Ariel Easton. Easton came in as the leading scorer for Northwest, averaging 16 points a game. 14-5 SBU with the lead in the ball. Sarah Magana over to the right side for Lansdowne. Bounce pass goes inside. A dribble by Scupa. Kick out to the left corner. Three on the way from Alex Botkin. No good. Rebound on the backside for Ashley Nelson. Nelson ahead for Schechinger. Schechinger gets it to Scott. Now up top, Nelson. A three-pointer on the way. Off the back of the rim. Long rebound ripped down by Magana for SBU. In transition, goes to the baseline. Now tries to throw a pass. Meredith Scott got a hand on it, but then was out of bounds, and it will belong to SBU. Delana Johnson back in the lineup for Southwest Baptist, along with Jackie Zelenka. Annie Matthews will replace Ashley Ginther in the Northwest lineup. Inbound on the baseline, right. Johnson into the corner on the right side. Drive along the baseline by Spaney. Now out to the left wing, Johnson. Zelenka. Inside it goes to Scupa. Turnaround jumper is good for Mackenzie Scupa. Her first points, 16-5, the lead for SBU. Meredy Scott in transition the other way, misses the shot. Schechinger with the rebound. But a foul whistled here, and Northwest will inbound on the baseline left. Foul on Jackie Zelenka is number one on her. SBU's been called for four. Monique Stevens will inbound. And Brooke Duncan started to check back in, but then ran down and sat back on the bench instead of coming into the game. Now Ariel Easton, shot fake in the corner, brings it up to Schechinger. Now at the high post, Matthews. Out to Easton, now top of the key, Scott, right side for Stevens. Fakes right, goes left, out top it goes for Scott. She's got it on the wing, spins, brings it to the high post. Matthews overthrown, but Stevens picks it up on the backside. 18-footer on the way, off the left side of the rim. It's a link of the rebound for SBU. Ahead to Spaney. Spaney will go on the drive, hit the shot, and draw the foul on Monique Stevens. So a three-point play opportunity coming up for Tana Spaney for Southwest Baptist.
SBU running the transition well that time, getting the fast break, resulting in a bucket and a chance at a three-point trip down the floor. But the start of this game, not anywhere near what Northwest wanted here, just very cold from the field.
Spaney's free throw is good, so she converts the three-point play. Her first 3 points of the game, and it's a 19-5 lead for Southwest Baptist, 13-15 to play in the first half. Stevens over to the right wing will hand it for Easton. For the high post, Matthews. Matthews out right sides for Scott. Scott with one dribble to Easton between the circles. Into the left corner, Stevens. Stevens guarded there by Spaney. Brings it up to the wing. Now picks up the dribble, lobs it in for Matthews. Six on the shot clock. Matthews has it knocked away. And Botkin trying to get the steal, able to knock it over to Spaney, who will get it ahead to Johnson. Onto the left side, Scupa. Nearly lost it, picks it up, goes on the drive, shot too strong, rebound for Easton on the backside for Northwest. Gives it up for Monique Stevens. The Bearcats down by 14 with 12:35 to play in the first half. Monique Stevens wants to work the right side of the floor, and a reach-in foul here on Alex Botkin will be her first. Team's fifth, and Northwest will inbound on the near side. Alexandria Blarock, Shelby Mustaine, and Ashley Nelson into the ballgame for Northwest. Schechinger, Matthews, and Easton to the sideline for Coach Michael Smith.
And number 24, Shelby Mustaine.
Inbound will come for Nelson. Out to the top of the key, Stevens. Over to the left side, Blarock knocked away by Zelenka, chased down by Blarock. Now to the left sideline it goes for Scott. High post, Blarock. She'll work it over to the left side. Nelson, shot fake, drive to the baseline, through the lane with the pass to Stevens. Right corner three on the way, in and out, no good. Rebound tip to the floor, picked up by Johnson. SBU with a basketball, up by 14. Johnson at the top of the key, down the right side of the lane, stops, kicks it to the high post. Scupa with a 15-footer, and it's good for Mackenzie Scupa. She's got 4 points, and it's a 21-5 lead for Southwest Baptist. We're inside 12 minutes to play in the first half, and another reaching foul here on Alex Botkin will be her second, team's sixth. And Leanne Lansdowne will check in place of Botkin in the SBU lineup. Northwest Missouri State with it. Stevens between the circles left. Down to Nelson. Blah Rock at the high post to Mustaine. Gives it out top of the key for Nelson. Started a drive. Now to Mustaine. On to the right side for Stevens. Down to the baseline. Into the lane. Kicks it top of the key. Nelson. Inside to Mustaine. Shot up off the glass. Good for Shelby Mustaine. Her first points. It's a 21-7 game. Southwest Baptist with the lead in the ball. Out top of the key, Zelenka. Now into the left corner. A three on the way from Spaney is good. Dennis Spaney with her 10th three of the season. She has 6 points in this first half. And it's a 17-point lead for SBU. Staying at the high post. Now to the right side for Scott. For Nelson. She'll go on the drive. Crossover through a double team. Underhanded layup is good for Ashley Nelson. 3 points for Nelson, and it's a 24-9 game. SBU with the lead in the ball. 11 minutes to play in the first half. Johnson works it over to the right side, near the sideline for Spaney. Spaney given some space by Blaurock, takes a dribble to the top of the key. Now Scupa with the 17-footer, and it's good. 6 points for Mackenzie Scupa, and it's a 26-9 lead for SBU as they continue to build on this first half lead. Just over 10.5 minutes to play in the half. Now in Nelson with it in the right corner for Northwest. Goes up to the wing, goes on the drive, up with the shot, and an offensive foul on Ashley Nelson. So nothing going Northwest way right now.
Yeah, it's just been very tough offensively. Northwest early on had missed some relatively high percentage shots, and right now I think SBU doing a little bit better job defensively pressuring things out on the perimeter, and that made it a little bit tough as Nelson tried to make that drive through the lane, but Northwest just having a hard time getting things going offensively.
Ariel Easton and Timber Schekinger back in the game for Northwest. 10:29 to play in the first half. 26-9 the lead for Southwest Baptist. Cross midcourt with the dribbles. Comes Sarah Magana. She'll work it over to the right sideline. Give it up in the corner for Spaney. Back to Magana. Now to Spaney in the corner. Magana on the right wing. Directs some traffic from there. Top of the key, Scupa. Over to the left side, lands down on the wing. Into the corner, Spaney. Now inside. A dribble by Scupa. Turnaround jumper is good. For Mackenzie Scupa. 8 points now for Scupa, and it's a 28-9 lead for SBU. Inside 10 minutes to play in the first half. On the right side, Blaurock. She'll spin with it, bring it on the right wing, hand it for Stevens. Stevens starts a drive, gives it to Mustaine. Over to the left side, Easton. Easton with a screen from Schekinger into a double team. Now to the top of the key for Blaurock. Blaurock has it tipped loose, and it's picked up in the lane by Morgan Lucy. Lucy ahead to Lansdowne, who will have a wide-open layup, which she misses. And then on the rebound, Agania comes down with the basketball on the baseline. So Northwest Missouri State will get it after a timeout. 28-9, the lead for Southwest Baptist over Northwest Missouri State. 9:35 to play in the first half. We're back in a minute. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Pitsenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitsenberger's also installs Ultimate Trunk Bed Liners. More at 660-582-4599 or at pitsautobody.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information is available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Kent Peterson of Stanbury.
Back at the Meyer Sports Center in Bolivar, 28-9. Southwest Baptist with the lead over Northwest Missouri State's women's basketball team. And Bearcat women just, when you try to find some positives, but they've just struggled right off the bus so far tonight.
Well, struggling offensively, then defensively, I think, need to maybe pick up the intensity level just a little bit, as they've been giving up some relatively easy looks the last several possessions for SBU.
Monique Stevens brings it up the floor for Northwest. She'll work it over to the left wing. Now to the high post for Mustaine. To Easton, top of the key. She'll try the drive up with the runner in the lane. No good, but she'll draw a foul. And Ariel Easton will go to the free throw line to shoot two for Northwest. The foul on Leanne Lansdowne is her first. Seven against SBU. So Northwest will be in the bonus from here on out. Easton will get two opportunities here. 75% free throw shooter hits the first. She'll get a second opportunity. It's a 28-10 game. Southwest Baptist with the lead. Second free throw off the back of the rim, but Schechinger steals a rebound away from Morgan Lucy. And then throwing it out to Monique Stevens, has it tipped out of bounds. Sarah Magana able to get a hand on the basketball, but Northwest will keep possession. 9:16 to play in the first half. Inbound will come to Stevens between the circles. Guarded by Magana. Brings it over to the right side. Hugh Easton in the corner. Blows by Lansdowne. Up with the layup off the glass. Nice first step there by Ariel Easton. She has five. And it's a 28-12 game, Northwest Missouri State trailing Southwest Baptist. SBU ball, left side on the wing. Lucy skips it over to the right side, Lansdowne. She'll drive down to the baseline, into the paint, up with the shot off the glass, and Lansdowne able to find an easy path to the bucket. 4 points for her, and it's a 30-12 lead for Southwest Baptist. Stevens to the high post for Mustaine. Holding on to it at the free throw line, hands it to Easton. Loses a handle on it, saves it in bounds, but it goes to Magana for SBU. And she'll bring it up the floor. Over to the left side, Spaney on the wing. Up with the three. Nothing but net for Tana Spaney. Second three for Spaney. And a timeout for Northwest. 33-12. The lead for Southwest Baptist. 8:31 to go in this first half. And right now you can kind of feel the frustration for our head coach, Michael Smith.
Calling the timeout there after that last three, getting out on the floor, bringing his team out off the bench to talk with him away from the crowd just a bit. And, boy, everything SBU is doing right now is working offensively. 13 of 17 are raw shooting, 77% from the field. They're 4-5 from a three-point range, perfect at the free throw line. Everything they're doing offensively is working, and some of that might be from Northwest defensively needing to get a little more pressure on the ball and maybe being a little more intense on the defensive side, but SBU is getting that open look. They're taking advantage of it.
On the previous possession, we saw a drive from the corner and Lansdowne able to blow by two defenders and then a wide open look on the three, the next possession for SBU. That's why, part of the reason why, their lead is 21. Top of the key, Easton. Over to the right side, Stevens. Down to the baseline with the drive. Double teamed up to Matthews. Now to Easton. Top of the key, Schechinger. Left side for Blaurock. Gives it up for Easton. Looks inside at Matthews. Not there. Right side, Stevens. Six on the shot clock. Easton with a shot fake from three to the free throw line. 15-footer is too strong. Rebound tipped. And Morgan Lucy will come out of there with it for Southwest Baptist. Lance down across midcourt. Left side on the wing. Works it out between the circles for Magana. Magana wanted to pass it inside. Now we'll go to the high post for Lucy. Hands it back to Magana. Lost the handle on it. Picks it up. Now to Lucy. 16-footer on the way. Good for Morgan Lucy. Lucy with her first 2 points, and it's a 35-12 lead for SBU. 7:32 to play in the first half. Annie Matthews with it at the left elbow. Over to the right side, Schechinger. One dribble for her to Easton, top of the key. She'll bring it to the right wing. Tried to go inside to Matthews. Knocked away by Lansdowne. It goes into the corner. Blaurock will pick it up there. Now out between the circles with 8 on the shot clock. Stevens spins on the drive to Matthews at the free throw line. She'll drive with it. Up with the runner in the paint. Good for Annie Matthews. It's 4 for Matthews. 35-14 Northwest. Now ahead. Schechinger gets a steal in transition. She'll bring it up the right side of the floor for Northwest. Gives it up for Stevens near midcourt. And Stevens will back it out and call out the offense for Northwest. 35-14, the lead for Southwest Baptist. 6:48 to play in the first half. Blaurock on the right side, now to Easton. She works it left, crosses over into the lane. The layup off the glass, right over the front of the rim. Good for Ariel Easton.
No one came over to help out as she went driving down that lane.
It's Bainey with it on the left side. Couldn't quite get a hold of the basketball. She took the pass up court, gets called with the travel. That will give it back to Northwest Missouri State with 6:35 to play in the first half.
Couple mental errors now out of SBU off that turnover, and then previously defensively a mental lapse on defense where no one came over to help out as Easton went down the lane. So hopefully Northwest can start to build just a little bit on a couple of SBU mistakes.
35-16, the lead for Southwest Baptist. Easton with it on the right wing for Northwest to the top of the key. Nelson got a screen from Matthews. Open three. Misses to the left. Rebound to the floor. Chased down by McKenzie Scupa for SBU. Out to the top of the key it goes to Johnson. Delana Johnson backs it out to the center circle. Lets her teammates set the offense and will work it to the left wing. Lisette Placencia into the ball game to the top of the key for Zelenka. On to the right side, Johnson. Back out top, lands down. We'll go on the drive with it. Now kick it back out to Johnson. Five on the shot clock. Zelenka, she'll launch a three, and that one off the right side of the rim. But the rebound inside to Scupa, who has it taken away by Monique Stevens. And Stevens will get the basketball for Northwest with 5:47 to play in the first half. 35-16, the lead for Southwest Baptist. Stevens on the left side for Easton. Bobbled the pass, but has it on the wing. Now out top to Nelson. Over to the right side, Schechinger. Drives down to the baseline and just plain lost the dribble. Went straight out of bounds on the baseline. Tried to stop her drive, and the ball kept going, and Southwest Baptist will get it back. So SBU brings it up the floor. Inside, cutting to the basket, lands down, and Lansdowne ends up with another easy layup inside for SBU. 37-16, the lead for Southwest Baptist, 5:13 to play in the first half. Drive by Stevens, kicks out to the left side, Schechinger. Now to Easton, on the wing with it, the crossover, step back, takes a three, good. Ariel Easton knocks it down from the left wing, her team leading 26th three of the season, Easton with 10. 37-19, the lead for SBU. On the left wing is Placencia. Out top of the key, lands down. On to the right side for Johnson. Back over to the left, lands down. Drives into the baseline. Double team, kicks a pass to Magania. Now top of the key, Zelenka. Down to the left side. A jumper from Scupa. Up and good from six for McKenzie Scupa. That's 10 points for her. Back to a 20-point lead for Southwest Baptist. 4:29 to play in the first half. Easton inside to Matthews. Now to the left side, Schechinger. Drives by Zelenka. Goes up with the layup. Gets the foul and the bucket to go. A 3-point play opportunity coming up for Timber Schechinger.
Nice strong move to the basket. And making a move to the bucket like that really paid off. A chance to make a 3-point trip down the floor.
And the free throw will come after a timeout. 39-21, Southwest Baptist lead over Northwest Missouri State. 4:22 to play in the first half. We're back in a minute. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford and Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatefordlincoln.com or at 660-582-3677.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery. Now located near the Northwest Campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore in Maryville, the Student Body provides Bearcat fanware, custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Today's game is being underwritten by O'Malley Beverage in St. Joseph, Missouri. O'Malley is the region's supplier of Anheuser-Busch products and would like to remind you to drink responsibly and to always designate a driver. More information at anheuserbusch.com.
Back in Bolivar, 39-21. Southwest Baptist with the lead over Northwest Missouri State, 4:22 to play in the first half. That foul called on McKenzie Scupa, the freshman out of Campbell, Nebraska, just before the break. Schechinger hit the shot and will have one free throw now out of the timeout, a 71% free throw shooter on the year. Free throw from Timber Schechinger on the way and good. So she converts. It's the first 3 points of the game for Timber, and it's a 39-22 lead for Southwest Baptist. Over to the right side on the wing is Alex Botkin. Comes out top for Magania. On to the left side, Johnson on the wing. Brings it to the free throw line. Got a screen from Zelenka. 16-footer good, and they are just not missing.
They've been open on a lot of the shots, but still there have been a number of opportunities where Northwest done a pretty good job defensively, and they're still dropping down, shooting almost 70, just a little bit over 77% from the field right now.
Meredith Scott with it on the right side. Now to Matthews at the high post. She'll kick it out to Nelson. Nelson on the wing, down to the baseline, now to the left corner, Easton. Easton tried to go to second. Schechinger with the no look, throws it by her. Schechinger chases it down. 5 on the shot clock. Schechinger down toward the baseline, backs it out into Matthews. A dribble, a shot for Annie Matthews. Good. That's 6 for Annie Matthews. 41-24 lead for Southwest Baptist. On the right side, Botkin into the lane with the dribble. Now kicks it out. Zelenka with the three. Jeez. Zelenka hits it from the right wing. That's just her fifth three of the season, but the way it's going, they can shoot anywhere in the gym and it's going to fall. Scott with it on the left side, Northwest down by 20. Down the right side of the lane, Nelson up with the shot, draws a foul. And they're going to go to the free throw line to shoot two. Foul call will go against Mackenzie Scupa. That's going to be her second. And Nelson to the line, where she is one of two so far in this first half. First of the two for Nelson, rattles down. 4 points for Ashley Nelson so far. Shelby Mustaine checks in for Timber Schechinger for Northwest. And Morgan Lucy back on the floor for Southwest Baptist. Second free throw for Nelson is good. So she hits both on this trip. 5 points now for Ashley Nelson. And it's a 44-26 game. Southwest Baptist with the lead in the ball. 3 minutes to play in the first half. Over to the right side on the wing is Placencia. Now into Zelenka. Back to Placencia. Up with the runner. It's off the back of the rim. Zelenka tips the rebound away, but it's picked up by Ashley Nelson. So Northwest Missouri State with a chance to cut into the lead. Easton across the timeline to the top of the key. Right side for Scott. Scott will put it on the floor. Wanted to go into Matthews. It's not there. Now to Mustaine. Gives it up for Nelson with the runner. And another flop by Zelenka. That was not clear contact, and it's going to be called on Ashley Nelson. That's the second time in this first half.
I think there must be a draft in the building that knocks it down.
For Northwest, Alexandria Blaurock will check back into the lineup. And they're showing Annie Matthews as the foul on the scoreboard. I think that was Nelson, and now that's, you may have just heard Coach Michael Smith say, who was it on, because that was not Annie Matthews. Now the officials are looking around trying to figure out who it should have been on. I think it should have been on Ashley Nelson, who was out of the game. She's kind of thinking about stepping forward, but kind of hiding out. They're going to have to go to the video board to figure out the foul. It will end up being called on Ashley Nelson. She is the one who drove from the left side and started that contact. And we'll take the opportunity to pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Now, the official called the offensive foul. You could tell he was a little unsure about it as he was calling it, and I think what solidifies that, the fact that he didn't know who the foul was on.
Now, Thursday night, you could explain that in the men's game with the Northeastern State uniforms with the black numbers on the black jerseys, but there's enough contrast on the
white numbers on green jerseys are a little easier to see.
Yeah, they are.
So SBU with the basketball. Zelenka on the left side brings it top of the key for Lucy. Lucy now over to the left wing. Gets it there for Lansdowne. Down to Zelenka. Zelenka, an up and under move. Left-handed shot off the glass. No good. Rebound tip. Blaurock out of there with it for Northwest Missouri State. 44-26, the lead for Southwest Baptist. 2:10 to play in the first half. Easton over to the left side for Blaurock. High post Mustaine. They're back to the basket. Kicks it out to Scott left wing. Top of the key, Blaurock. Now to Matthews at the right elbow. Matthews over to the right side, Easton. Easton with it on the wing. Kicks it into the corner. Blaurock just inside the arc. Jumper off the front of the rim. No good. Rebound tip. Lansdowne will come out of there with it for SBU. In transition up the right side of the floor. Stops on the wing. Now gives it to Lucy. Right back to Lansdowne. She'll try the baseline. This is to Lucy at the elbow. 16-footer rattles down for Morgan Lucy.
We're getting to border on the ridiculous.
1.5 minutes to play in the first half. A 20-point lead for Southwest Baptist as they continue to shoot over 70% in this first half. Top of the key, Scott dribbles down the left side of the lane, up with the runner, couldn't get it to go, but does draw a foul. And Merritt E. Scott will go to the free throw line to shoot two for Northwest Missouri State. Delana Johnson called for the foul. That's her first. 10 team fouls against SBU in this first half. Northwest has been called for five. First free throw coming from Merritt E. Scott, who is 4 of 6 on the season. Her free throw is off the back of the rim. Monique Stevens will come back in the lineup for Northwest. Easton will go to the sideline. And Merritt E. Scott will get a second opportunity at the free throw line. Spins the basketball. Couple more dribbles, and that second free throw from Merritt E. Scott is good. So she got one of the two. That's her first point of the ball game. And it's a 46-27 lead for SBU. Purple Bearcats with the basketball. Johnson will work it over to the right side on the wing for Magana. Out of the free throw line, Zelenka bobbled the ball, but puts up the shot, misses it to the right, rebound to the floor, and it is going to be a held ball here, I believe. And that will be the case. A possession error will give it to Northwest Missouri State. Bearcats will have it with 1:03 to play in the first half. The officials didn't really signal held ball, and two of them get together, so one telling the other, go tell the scorers table that was a held ball. And they'll get the arrow. They haven't switched the arrow yet either. High post right, Mustaine now on the wing for Scott. Scott gives it up for Mustaine. Mustaine with a couple of dribbles, hands it off for Merritt E. Scott. Inside a minute to play in this first half. Scott lobs it inside to Matthews. Nice pass by Merritt E. Scott, and Annie Matthews will hit the shot. It's 8 for Matthews, 46-29. SBU with the lead in the ball. And now Southwest Baptist will take a timeout. 36.9 seconds to play in the first half, 46-29. SBU with the lead over Northwest Missouri State.
Keep expecting to see SBU start to fall a little bit with their shooting percentage, but still right just over 70% from the field. And it's tough to beat a team when they're shooting 70% from the field, but, Matt, again, some of the reason they're shooting that well is they've been getting some good open looks at the bucket.
Yeah, you look at Northwest Missouri State as a team shooting 43% from the field. You're usually pretty happy about that.
But yeah.
they're down by 17 points right now because of that percentage. And also with SBU, five of those makes have been from three-point range.
Yeah, that makes a huge difference as well. Normally you go into halftime, 29 points on the board. You should be right in the ballgame. But that's not the case tonight with the job that SBU is doing offensively.
Tannis Spaney checks in the lineup for SBU during the break. She'll inbound it for Southwest Baptist. And it comes into the backcourt for Johnson. Just over a half a minute to play in the first half. Johnson working it at the top of the key to Lucy. No look pass to Spaney. Bobbles it but gets it to Zelenka. Now out top for Johnson. Johnson inside to Lucy. 3 seconds in the lane. Called on Morgan Lucy. So Northwest Missouri State. We'll get a chance to take the final shot of the half with 23 seconds to go in the first half. Monique Stevens walks it up the floor. 46-29, the lead for SBU. Easton between the circles to the left elbow for Schechinger. Gets a screen from Easton on the drive. Layup, no good. Rebound, Matthews. Follow, no. But Annie Matthews draws another SBU foul and will go to the free throw line. As Jackie Zelenka has called for her second.
Northwest has had a number of opportunities driving down the lane. Unfortunately, haven't been able to knock down the layups as they go down there very often. But time they got the rebound and a chance at the free throw line.
First free throw good for Annie Matthews. She's 3 of 3 at the line tonight. 9 first half points for Matthews. And the second one bounce out. Rebound for Lucy for SBU. 4 to play in the half to Zelenka. Checks the clock. Now she'll put up a 30-footer. It's off the front of the rim. Lucy with the rebound, knocked away by Easton, and the buzzer did not sound. We got a couple of seconds of extra basketball before the officials blow the whistle, and it does bring us to the half. 46-30, Southwest Baptist with the lead over Northwest Missouri State. We'll be back with more from the Meyer Sports Center in Bolivar right after this 90-second timeout. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information available at northwestbearcats.com.
This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville, located at 1528 South Main Street. Bill McCulley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800.
Support for today's game comes from Taco John's at 1015 South Main in Maryville. Serving breakfast and dinner, Taco John's is open Sunday through Thursday from 7 a.m. until midnight and until 2 a.m. Friday and Saturday. More at tacojohns.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating their 50th anniversary, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. 660-582-3104.
Today's Bearcat Radio broadcast is sponsored by Hy-Vee. Located at 1217 South Main, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191.
Back at the Meyer Sports Center in Bolivar, we are at the half, 46-30, the lead for Southwest Baptist. And, John, really, you do have to kind of give Northwest some credit. I know we... Maybe I sounded a little down on them there in that first half, but to see Southwest Baptist shoot the way they did in the first half and be down by 16 here at the half, we have seen comebacks from bigger deficits by this Northwest women's team, so you've got to consider them in the game because I just don't see a team shooting like SBU shooting that well for two halves.
No, and at one point they were shooting 77% from the field. They're down to 67% right now. And a lot of that knocking down 5 of 8 from three-point range makes a huge difference in the score. So you got to figure that some of that will they'll be cooling off here in the second half. And Northwest really just needs to kind of keep their nose to the grindstone and continue to do some things that should start to pay off out of their offense. They've been able to drive the paint a number of times and get some layups. They just haven't been consistent in knocking those down. And hopefully if they get some of those to fall, then the outside game will open up a little bit as well. But right now, just have to take advantage of some the open looks they get and just hope that SBU cools off a little bit.
And it really seems like as the half went on, Northwest got better. They struggled the most early on, so hopefully that's a good sign for the second half as well.
Yeah, I think so. And I think one of the areas that started to pay off for them, getting a little bit more pressure on the ball for SBU, and it's resulted in some misses by SBU in the last minute or two of that half. And then Northwest is able to come down and get a few things going offensively.
Northwest Missouri State trailing Southwest Baptist at the half of the women's matchup, 46-30. The men's game coming up a little bit later on, and when we come back, we'll hear from Austin Meyer, Northwest Missouri State men's assistant. We'll do it in 90 seconds. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank. Serving Northwest Missouri for 145 years, Nottoway Valley Bank now offers its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from national investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com.
Support for this Bearcat Sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, 582-2699.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center and the Prinery House. More information at conceptionabbey.org.
Support for today's game comes in part from McDonald's in Maryville. McDonald's is open 24 hours every day and now serves a limited breakfast menu beginning at midnight. McDonald's, located at the intersection of South Avenue and South Main Street in Maryville.
To 30, the halftime score. Southwest Baptist with the lead over Northwest Missouri State. Men's game coming up a little bit later on. The Bearcat men, of course, in action against SBU. And joining us now is Northwest assistant Austin Meyer. And, you know, Austin, know how frustrated you guys were after that Central Oklahoma game there at home to start the year, but it really seems like you guys are playing some pretty good basketball from that point on.
Yeah, we've played pretty well and felt, last time out was probably one of our better defensive efforts. And everybody played well. We had all nine guys that got, or I guess we had probably 11 or 12 guys get in the game. The bulk of the guys that had minutes, everybody out there played really well. Whether it was, 10 minutes or 25, 30 minutes. And it always feels good when you get a game like that. When the game's over, you get a win and everybody got in, everybody played well. And so hopefully we can carry that into today.
I know one of the big things, for Northeastern State in your last matchup that they've kind of thrived on is getting to the free throw line, and it seemed like, well, maybe they got there a little more in the second half. As you guys were building up a lead, you're able to keep them off the line, and that seemed to be a pretty big key.
Yeah, and a lot of that was, we didn't give them angles off the dribble. They're really good at driving, especially Hobbs, and getting to the basket and drawing fouls. But we did a good job of keeping them in front. And that's a five-man job. It's not just the person guarding the ball. It's being in your gaps defensively, help side, like we talked about, being there early and showing. And we did a good job, and that didn't allow them to get to the gut, draw people and kick, and then re-attack, stuff like that. But keeping them in front was huge.
Seems like a lot of the work, I know we talked about it with Hobbs and other guys that you've played that like to drive with the ball about the help side defense, but it seems like the work that your guys do away from the ball when their player doesn't have it, it seems to be a big key as well, like keeping the ball out of Hobbs' hands, things like that. He had, I think, one free throw in the first half the other night, but that work when their guy doesn't have the ball seems to be important as well.
Yeah, and as far as Hobbs is concerned, it was kind of a tag team effort between Tyler and Matt Wallace, and it was kind of you go in and guard him for 2.5-3 minutes, and then the next guy go in, and they both did a great job. Like you said, they didn't allow him to catch easy. It wasn't that they let him catch and then guard him. They made his catches tough, and then the times that he was able to catch, obviously he had to work for it, and then he was going to have to work for his drive or whatever he was going to go with. So those guys, they're two of our better defenders, and they did a great job. They competed the whole game. They played hard and kind of got him frustrated early, and he didn't play as well.
Now, obviously, it's going to limit a guy's touches, but when a guy has to work that hard just to get his hands on the basketball, I can't imagine. It's got to affect every part of his game.
Oh, yeah, because he's used to catching it, catching it pretty freely, putting it on the floor, and then, go up and shoot a layup or get fouled and go to the line. Now he's got to fight to catch. Then he's got to fight to put it on the floor and get to the spot he wants to get to, and then he's got to fight. We're telling our guys not to foul if he does get to that point, and he's got to fight to get a shot off or finish a layup or whatnot. So, yeah, it definitely made it tough on him throughout the game.
Southwest Baptist tonight seems like similar to what we've seen, a team that really thrives on taking those three-point shots. I know usually with teams like that, you want to defend them well, get out on the perimeter. These guys will shoot from the stands and knock down shots. So, well, how do you approach a team like this with SBU?
Well, similar to Northeastern, we got to guard the ball, got to keep them in front. They're really good at driving to pass. They want to drive, get you to help, make the next pass, and then close out basketball. So drive, get you to help, kick it to the guy who's open, re-attack, and kind of have you scrambling defensively and then eventually get shots. So Preston Gio, Coach Gio's son, is very good at that. He's probably one of the better in our league at just driving and knowing where guys are at, knowing where the help's come and who's open. He's shot 70 times from three. 70 of his 90 field goal attempts are from three. So when he gets inside the three-point line, he's really not looking to shoot a whole lot. He's looking to see where help comes from, kick to threes, kick to shooters for threes, and he's very, very good. He's got a very good feel, and he knows where guys are at, and he gets the guys the ball in position. So we got to do a good job of staying home, and that goes back to guarding the ball. If you don't guard the ball, you're gonna let them get into those situations where they're going to be able to draw help. If you stay home on shooters and keep the ball in front of you, it makes your defense that much stronger.
They aren't a real big team, so I know a lot of times when we've seen that happen, your bigs have had to guard a little bit further away from the basket, but it seems like they've done that some this year and really done it pretty well.
Yeah, we've seen it so much that I think we're finally getting used to it and getting better at it. I mean, every day we work, guarding the ball with not just guards, with our bigs. So. But sometimes those bigs, you work on it every day and you don't actually get in the game. Well, they've had it a lot in game situations where they know there's going to be time where they're kind of out there on an island at the three-point line guarding a guy that's very capable of putting on the floor. And they're doing a good job of being active with their feet, keeping them in front. Obviously, if you're big and you have a little more length, you can maybe give a guy another step and have a hand up. So they've done a good job, and hopefully we'll do a good job guarding the ball tonight.
All right, Austin, get one tonight.
Okay, thanks, Matt.
That's Austin Meyer, Northwest Missouri State men's assistant. They'll match up with Southwest Baptist a little bit later on this evening. We're at the half of the women's matchup. 46-30, SBU's lead over Northwest Missouri State. We're back with first half stats after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from national investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com.
Support for today's game comes from Taco John's at 1015 South Main in Maryville. Serving breakfast and dinner, Taco John's is open Sunday through Thursday from 7 a.m. until midnight and until 2 a.m. Friday and Saturday. More at tacojohns.com.
Bearcat radio broadcasts are brought to you by the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information available at northwestbearcats.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph.
It never stops. There's always action.
The Bearcat Halftime Report, supported by Tri-State Ford and Lincoln.
16-point halftime lead for Southwest Baptist over Northwest Missouri State as we look at some first half numbers. For the Bearcats, Ariel Easton leading the way in scoring, 10 first half points for her, 9 points for Annie Matthews. Matthews 3 of 4 at the free throw line, had a couple of rebounds as well. 5 points for Ashley Nelson, she was 3 of 4 at the free throw line. 3 points off the bench for Timber Schekinger, she was 1 of 1 at the free throw line. 2 points for Shelby Mustaine and a point for Meredith Scott, going 1 of 2 at the free throw line in the first half. On the other side for Southwest Baptist, 10 points off the bench for Mackenzie Scupa, leading the way in scoring for them. 9 points apiece for Tana Spaney and Jackie Zelenka. Spaney 2 of 2 from 3-point range, Zelenka 1 of 3 from outside the arc, and 4 of 9 from the field. 6 first half points for Leanne Lansdowne. Also 5 points for Brooke Duncan, Delana Johnson with 5 points as she hit the only 3-point attempt she had. And 4 points in the first half for Morgan Lucy. Also 3 points for Brooke Duncan. She hit the only shot attempt she took in the first half, and that was from outside the arc. Team numbers, we talked about the shooting really for both teams, but SBU 19 of 28 from the field. Missing just 9 shots in the first half. They shot 68% from the field. Northwest Missouri State, really not all that bad. They've shot 42% from the field, 10 of 24, 1 of 6 from 3-point range. SBU 5 of 8 from outside the arc. Northwest 9 of 13 at the free throw line. SBU 3 of 3 at the charity stripe. Rebounding, SBU out-rebounded Northwest by 1, 13 to 12. Not a lot of rebounds to go around with not many missed shots by either team in the first half. And turnover situation, 8 for Northwest, 6 for Southwest Baptist. 9 points off of turnovers for SBU. Northwest scoring 4 points off of turnovers in the first half. So at the half, it is a 46-30 game. Southwest Baptist with the lead over Northwest Missouri State. We'll take a timeout, come back to get ready for second half action. After this, you're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Come on now!
Let's go!
The Bearcat Halftime Report, underwritten by Tri-State Ford and Lincoln.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating their 50th anniversary, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. 660-582-3104.
Northwest's award-winning Department of Agricultural Sciences offers hands-on experience for students at the University Farm, Orchard, Test Plots, and Horticultural Complex. Learn more at www.nwmissouri.edu.
Back at the Meyer Sports Center in Bolivar, 46-30. Southwest Baptist with the lead over Northwest Missouri State. Saturday, Bearcats will be back at home as they will take on Central Missouri for the Northwest women. They'll be facing a team ranked in the top 10, ranked number 6 in the latest top 25 poll of Division II women's basketball. It's a 1:30, 3:30 afternoon matchup for the teams. We'll be on the air at 1:10 Saturday afternoon with the pregame show before the women's game, University of Central Missouri, the doubleheader from Bearcat Arena on Saturday. Northwest Missouri State heading out to the court to start the second half. Ashley Nelson along with Shelby Mustaine, Annie Matthews, Monique Stevens, and Ariel Easton, the starting five for Northwest, starting the second half as well. We have seen at times Coach Smith change it up a little bit to start the second half, but not tonight, as they will start the same starting five. Morgan Lucy comes out on the court for Southwest Baptist, along with Delana Johnson, Jackie Zelenka, Leanne Lansdowne, Brooke Duncan to start this second half. It'll be Northwest Missouri State basketball. They'll go right to left here at the Meyer Sports Center. Nelson inbounds it to Easton in the backcourt. Easton will bring it across the timeline, picked up by Lansdowne. Works it over to the right side, hands it for Stevens at the top of the key. Now to the right side, Easton. Down to the baseline, up with the runner. Doesn't get the shot, but a foul call. We'll see if they call this on the floor, which I believe they will. Delana Johnson called for the foul. And an inbound coming on the baseline right for Northwest Missouri State. Monique Stevens will step out to trigger it in for the Cats. Inbound from Stevens. Will come over to the right side. Easton will take it, bring it up to the wing with a dribble. Crosses over, down to the baseline, now to the high post, Matthews. Top of the key, Nelson. Nelson started a drive, cut off, gives it for Easton. Easton drives, backs out, gives it to Mustaine. 17-footer, good for Shelby Mustaine. Solid start to the early part of the second half for Northwest Missouri State. Southwest Baptist with their first possession of the half. 46-32, the lead for SBU. On the left side, Lansdowne with it. Brings it over to the right side for Lucy. Underneath Zelenka. Shot fake, shot up, off the glass. Good for Jackie Zelenka. It's 11 for Zelenka, just too shy of her season average of 13. 48-32, the lead for SBU. Nelson to Mustaine at the elbow. Now out to Easton. She drives with it into the corner for Stevens. Stevens will bring it up to the wing, give it back for Matthews along the baseline, into the lane, up with a shot. Good drive there by Annie Matthews. She's into double-digit scoring with 11. 48-34 SBU. Now Johnson kicks it out to the right corner. Lansdowne takes a three. Nothing but net on the wide open look for Leanne Lansdowne. 9 points for her. Her 15th three of the season, and a drive the other way. Ashley Nelson goes up with the runner for Northwest. 7 for her, and it's a 51-36 game. SBU with the lead in the ball. Minute and a half into the second half. On the left side, Duncan throws it away. Nelson tips it loose. Easton tries to come up with it, and taking it away from her will be Delana Johnson. So SBU will keep possession and actually get a new shot clock. So Johnson out in the center circle with it for SBU. Between the circles, works it over to the left side. Duncan on the wing, back to Johnson. Screen coming from Zelenka. Johnson won't use it. She drives up with the runner off the glass, and it's good for Delana Johnson. 7 points for Johnson, and it's a 53-36 game. SBU with the lead. Northwest with the ball. Stevens works it left side. Easton underneath to Matthews, wide open. Nice cut by Annie Matthews. She hits the shot. 13 for her. 4 of those already in this second half. 17:43 to play. Duncan with it on the left side. Puts up a three-pointer. That one's no good. Rebound to the floor. Nelson will pick it up for Northwest. She'll bring it in transition across midcourt right side. Now to the free throw line. Out to the left, Easton. She'll put up a three-pointer. That's off the right side of the rim. Long rebound to Monique Stevens. Out between the circles comes Stevens. On to the right side on the wing for Nelson. To the high post, Mustaine. Top of the key, Easton. Over to the left side, Matthews. To the free throw line. Out to the right for Nelson. Down to the baseline she goes, spins, kicks it out top of the key. Easton wants to drive, now to Nelson. Nelson into the lane, the ball knocked away. It's picked up by Duncan, and Duncan able to give it to Leanne Lansdowne, and a timeout for Southwest Baptist. 53-38, the lead for SBU over Northwest Missouri State, 17:04 to play. We're back in a minute. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's Bearcat Radio broadcast is sponsored by Hy-Vee. Located at 1217 South Main, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank, Serving Northwest Missouri for 145 years, Nottoway Valley Bank now offers its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com.
This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville. Located at 1528 South Main Street, Bill McCulley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at
660-582-8800. 53-38 Southwest Baptist with the lead over Northwest Missouri State. 17:04 to play in the ball game. SBU continues to shoot well from the field. They are 3 of 4 in this second half, so they've kind of started off this second half pretty much the same way they did in the first half, still hovering right around the 70% mark shooting from the field. Now, the other side, Northwest, is 4 of 5 from the field in this second half so far as well. SBU with the ball coming out of the break. Delana Johnson will walk it across midcourt, will be picked up by Ariel Easton. Now to the high post, Zelenka. Holding on to it with her back to basket. Now squares, takes a dribble, hands it to Lansdowne. Down the right side of the lane she goes. Nearly lost the dribble. Picks it up. Up with a left-handed shot. No good. Rebound for Annie Matthews. Out to Easton on the left side. She'll bring it to the middle of the floor with the dribble. Now between the circles and over to Stevens on the left. Top of the key, Nelson. Dribbles it over to the right. Crosses over. Brings it to Easton left wing. High post, Matthews. Now to the left corner for Stevens. Gets a screen from Matthews with the crossover on the drive. Kick out right side, Nelson. She'll drive with it up with the runner in the paint off the back of the rim. Nelson tips the rebound out to Stevens, and Northwest will get a fresh 30 on the shot clock. 16:20 to play. Bearcats down 53-38. At the right wing, Easton out to the top of the key. Nelson down the lane she goes. Cut off, brings it out to Schechinger. Now inside to Matthews. Matthews with a couple of dribbles against Lucy. Up with a shot, in and out won't go. Rebound inside for McKenzie Scupa for Southwest Baptist. Moves it out for Johnson. She'll work it ahead on the left side. Lansdowne. Lansdowne into Scupa at the free throw line. Out to the right side. A three on the way from Brooks Duncan, and it's good. Well, I said at halftime, you'd think Southwest Baptist would cool off. That's not the case.
Not right now, anyway.
56-38, their lead over Northwest. 15:38 to play. Nelson to the high post for Schechinger. Schechinger hands it to the top of the key. Easton over to the left side, tried to throw it to Nelson, who cut along the baseline toward the bucket, so the ball sails out of bounds, and SBU will get it back. As Merity Scott comes into the Bearcat lineup, Nelson will go to the sideline. Bring it up the floor is Delana Johnson for Southwest Baptist. Easton awaits her at the top of the key. Now to Zelenka, left wing. Inside it goes to Duncan. Duncan loses it, and Stevens comes out of there with the loose ball for Northwest. Cross midcourt left side, brings it to the wing. Now between the circles for Scott. High post, Schechinger. Back to Scott. Now to Schechinger on the wing. To Scott in the corner. She'll drive along the baseline. Bump. Foul call will come against Brooke Duncan. That'll be the third on Duncan. Second against SBU. We'll pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Tannis Faney and Alex Botkin check into the lineup for Southwest Baptist. Northwest inbounding on the baseline right. Stevens steps out. Looks for Easton in the right corner. Gets it to her. Now inside to Matthews in a double team. Takes a dribble. Kicks a pass up top. And Schechinger chases it down near midcourt. Over to the left side for Stevens. Stevens to the high post. Matthews. She squares. Gets it out to Easton. Top of the key. Takes a dribble. Now to Matthews on a pick and roll. Out right side. Schechinger takes a three. That one's short. Air ball out of bounds underneath, and it will belong to Southwest Baptist. There was no whistle as that ball went out of bounds, and the official didn't take the ball to give it to Zelenka like they're supposed to do. He just told her to throw it in. Unbelievable. Zelenka with it at the top of the key. Now over to the right side for Botkin. Left side, Zelenka. Shot fake, a dribble. Jumper from 15. Good for Jackie Zelenka. 13 for Zelenka, and it's a 20-point lead for SBU. Merity Scott right side out to the wing. Gives it up for Stevens. Stevens to the high post for Schechinger. Now to the wing, Scott. Drive down to the baseline. A runner by Merity Scott. No good. Rebound tipped off the backboard by Matthews. She'll pick it up and bring it out of the paint with the dribble. Give it to Stevens near the center circle. Northwest resets the offense down by 20. Hands it for Easton. Now to the high post. Schechinger into the corner. Stevens takes a three, and it's good for Monique Stevens. First points of the night for Monique Stevens. 19th three on the season. Quickly down four. Scupa with a turnaround jumper from six, and it's good. 12-4 McKenzie Scupa. 60-41 the lead for SBU. On the right side, Stevens dribbles with it on the wing. Down to the baseline she goes. Spins. Now to Schechinger in the paint. Schechinger bump, but will be called for a travel. That'll give it back to SBU after a timeout. 13:21 to go. 60-41 the lead for Southwest Baptist. We're back to Bolivar in a minute. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information is available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Kent Peterson of Stanbury.
Today's game is being underwritten by O'Malley Beverage in St. Joseph, Missouri. O'Malley is the region's supplier of Anheuser-Busch products and would like to remind you to drink responsibly and to always designate a driver. More information at anheuserbusch.com.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford and Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatefordlincoln.com or at 660-582-3677.
Back in Bolivar, 60-41, the lead for Southwest Baptist over Northwest Missouri State. SBU still shooting 69% from the field. If you're wondering, best we've seen so far this year out of any team in the MIAA is 63%. Lindenwood did that in the non-conference season, so that's my attempt to try to jinx Southwest Baptist. We'll see if it works.
One of the areas that SBU's excelling in tonight, too, just getting some strong play off the bench. They've got 21 points off of their bench, Northwest just four right now. And, again, it doesn't seem like who's getting into the ballgame for SBU. They're coming out with a hot hand.
Southwest Baptist will have the ball coming out of the timeout. Alana Johnson brings it up the floor. Over to the left side on the wing, now down to the baseline. Cut off and double team, kicks it out. Jumper on the way from Scupa, no good. Rebound to the floor. Spanny goes down after it, able to come up with it. Give it up for Johnson at the free throw line. A 15-footer spins out, and the rebound for Ariel Easton. Easton across the timeline. Will set the offense, give it up for Monique Stevens. Stevens between the circles for Scott. On the wing with it, down to the baseline, into the lane, up with a shot, no good. Knocked to the floor, and a timeout call for Northwest. We'll keep the possession, 60-41, the lead for SBU. 12:46 to go, we're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center and the Prenery House. More information at conceptionabbey.org.
12:46 to go, 60-41. The Southwest Baptist women with the lead over Northwest Missouri State. Bearcats will face the sixth-ranked team in Division II Saturday at home when they face the University of Central Missouri. And Monique Stevens now steps out to inbound for Northwest. Cats spread the floor here. All out beyond the perimeter. Now set the play in motion. Easton right side. Fakes on the three. Now in the corner. Gets it into Mustaine on the block. Mustaine squares. Goes up with the shot. Too strong, but she draws the foul. And Shelby Mustaine will go to the free throw line to shoot two for Northwest. The foul is on McKenzie Scupa. Three on her, three against SBU in this second half. And Mustaine to the free throw line to shoot two. She's 20 of 33 from there on the season. First free throw here off the back of the rim. Morgan Lucy back in for SBU. 19-point lead for Southwest Baptist. They've led by as many as 23 in this game. Second free throw by Mustaine is good. She's got 5 points on the night, 60-42, the lead for SBU. They've got the ball as Johnson walks it across midcourt. Over to the left side for Lansdowne on the sideline. Takes a pass inside to Lucy. Now tries to drive with it into the paint. Now to the corner it goes. Motkin up with the three. The air ball goes to Monique Stevens on the backside for Northwest. Ahead to Easton on the wing. Easton into Mustaine running the floor, and Mustaine will get the layup on the right side.
Good job running the fast break that time. Passed perfectly for Mustaine to get the easy layup.
And now an inbound pass to Johnson. She had tied her shoe, so Tana Spaney just kind of rolled it a little bit in front of her so not to get called for the five count. Now Johnson on to the left side for Lansdowne. Up top, Spaney takes a pass inside, takes a dribble. Now to Lansdowne. 60-44, the lead for SBU. 11:50 to go. Over to the right side on the wing. Finds Botkin. Top of the key for Lucy. Morgan Lucy gives it up to Johnson. Five on the shot clock on the left wing. Johnson will just launch a three. It's off the front of the rim. No good. Rebound for Alexandria Blaurock for Northwest. Now Monique Stevens with it across the timeline. Over to the right side. Now to Merity Scott. High post, Mustaine. Mustaine on to the right for Blaurock. Blaurock to the high post. Easton, dribble, shot, high off the glass, no rim. The rebound on the backside for Botkin for SBU. Ahead to Spaney, who dribbles it off of her foot and out of bounds. And we'll go back to Northwest Missouri State as Jackie Zelenka and Brooke Duncan check back in for SBU. By the way, I have been keeping track since I mentioned the 63%. SBU has missed their last four shots and is now below 63%.
I keep mentioning it.
Monique Stevens brings it up the floor for Northwest. Bearcats still down by 16 with just over 11 minutes to play. Stevens will hand it to Blaurock on the right side. Now to Scott. Scott with a crossover working against Spaney to the high post. Easton on the drive. Up with the runner. Too hard off the glass. Rebound fought for. Zelenka will steal it away from Easton. SBU brings it the other way. Left side with it is Johnson. Goes underneath. Gets it to Duncan. Duncan through the lane. Goes up with a reverse. No good. But a foul will send her to the free throw line to shoot two for SBU. Foul is called on Alexandria Blaurock. That is her first. It's also the first against Northwest in the second half. Cats going more than 9 minutes without a foul call in this second half. So Brooke Duncan at the line, a 76% free throw shooter. Her first one is good. 7 points in the ball game for Duncan. That's her first point inside the arc. She's a 33% three-point shooter. Has 31 on the season, including the two tonight. And she hits both free throws here. 8 for Duncan, 62-44. The lead for SBU, Northwest Missouri State with the ball. 10:36 to go. Now at the high post, Blaurock with it. Right side, out top of the key for Scott. She'll work it to Easton on the right wing. Gets a screen from Blaurock, gets it to her on the pick and roll. Blaurock double team, throws it away as it's taken by Zelenka. And then the ball knocked away by Merity Scott, trying to get the ball back for the Cats. Goes out of bounds and will go back to SBU. 13 turnovers for Northwest in this game. Cross midcourt, Johnson works it over to the left side, Zelenka. Zelenka out top for Duncan. Over to the right side, Johnson. She's got it on the wing. Up top of the key, Spaney puts up a three-pointer, and it's good for Tennis Spaney. Spaney with her third three of the night. Coming into the game, she only had 9 all season.
She might equal that before the night's over.
12 points for her so far. 65-44, the lead for Southwest Baptist. Now Annie Matthews with it at the high post. Top of the key for Easton. Takes a dribble. Open. A three-pointer on the way. Good for Ariel Easton. Second three of the night for Easton. 13 points for her. 65-47. SBU with the lead in the ball. Johnson between the circles. Working against Easton. Over to the right side. Spaney on the wing. Now inside Zelenka. The runner off the glass. No good. Rebound for Easton. Now to the left side. Scott on the drive. Shot off the glass. Good for Merity Scott. Scott with 3 points in the ball game. And it's a 65-49 game. SBU with the lead in the ball. 9:04 to play. Drive now from the top of the key. Johnson down to the baseline. Has to throw it off of Merity Scott as she was completely out of control and about to go out of bounds. Now Denise McEnany will check in the lineup for the Bearcats, and we come to a timeout. 8:58 to play, 65-49 the lead for SBU. We're back in a minute. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating their 50th anniversary, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. 660-582-3104.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery. Now located near the Northwest Campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore in Maryville, the Student Body provides Bearcat fanware, custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from national investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com.
65-49, Southwest Baptist with the lead. They have led from the start of this one, 8:58 to go. Both Bearcat teams will be back at home on Saturday for an afternoon doubleheader at Bearcat Arena, taking on the University of Central Missouri. Of course, the Bearcat men will be in action in just a bit after this game is completed here at the Meyer Sports Center. SBU with the ball coming out of the timeout. Delana Johnson will step out to inbound it. Gets it in on the left side. Zelenka now to Duncan. Top of the key it goes for Botkin. Over to the left side, Duncan wide open. The three on the way. No good. Rebound on the backside for Ariel Easton. She'll bring it up the floor for the Cats. Over to the right side, McEnany. To the high post for Matthews. Matthews now top to Scott. McEnany works it over to the left wing with the dribble. The Blah Rock at the high post. Warrock squares over to the left for Scott. Hands it out for Easton. Easton brings it to the top of the key. Over to the right side for McEnany. Six on the shot clock. Back to Easton. She'll launch up a right wing three. Good for Ariel Easton. A couple of threes in the last couple of minutes for Easton. She's got 16 points tonight. Three threes in the game. And it's a 65-52 lead for Southwest Baptist. 8:12 to go. Pass inside. Spaney with the layup off the glass. And it's good for Tannis Spaney. She has 14 points, averages 4 points a game for SBU. Right side, Scott has it on the wing. Now into the corner for Easton. Easton will cross over, bring it up to the wing, give it up for Matthews. Matthews into the lane, a reach-in foul on Spaney. That will be the first on her. Fourth team foul against Southwest Baptist. So an inbound for Northwest on the baseline right with 7:51 to play. Bearcats down by 15. Leanne Lansdowne checking back in for SBU along with Mackenzie Scupa. Botkin goes to the sideline along with Zelenka. Timber Schekinger and Shelby Mustaine into the game for Northwest. Blarock and Matthews to the sideline. Easton to inbound on the baseline right. Sets the play in motion. Gets it to Scott, cutting down the lane. Shot off the glass. Good for Merritt E. Scott. That's five for Scott, 67-54. Southwest Baptist with the lead in the ball. Johnson walks it across the timeline. Dribbles between her legs. Her pass taken away by Easton. She was right in front of her and grabbed it basically out of her hands. Easton now on the drive, up with a shot, no good. Rebound and follow by Mustaine won't go. Tipped out. Scott comes up with it. The follow off the glass. Good for Merritt E. Scott. Scott with buckets on back-to-back trips down the floor. 67-56 SBU with the lead. Now Johnson has it knocked away by McEnany. And Johnson falls to the floor on the ball. Shelby Mustaine reaches in, gets a held ball call. And the possession arrow will give it to Southwest Baptist. 7:17 to go. Inbound coming on the baseline left for SBU. Lana Johnson steps out to trigger it in. Sets the play in motion. Into Duncan right side. A dribble, a shot by Duncan, no good. But she draws the foul on Timber Schekinger. That'll be the second on Schekinger. Second team foul against Northwest in the second half. And Brooke Duncan to the free throw line to shoot two for SBU. 76% free throw shooter is 2 of 2 at the line tonight. And the first one is off the back of the rim here. 67-56, SBU with the lead. Again, they've led by as much as 23 in this game. Cats have kind of fought their way back into it, but with 7:15 to go, Got to start thinking about time a little bit if you're Northwest. Second free throw good for Duncan.
Northwest needs to put together a bit of a run here, see if they can get a few defensive stops and then maybe get some points in transition and see what can happen here. But right now they just have to put together a few stops in a row.
Easton will bring it up the floor for Northwest. Cats are down by 12. Right side, Easton gives it up for Stevens near the sideline to the high post, Mustaine. Back into the right corner. Stevens takes a three. That one's too strong. Schechinger the rebound. Pushed out of bounds by Spaney kind of awkwardly. And that'll be the second foul on Tanis Spaney. 15 fouls. The Northwest will inbound.
Yeah, Spaney just kind of undercut her just a bit.
6:57 to play. Monique Stevens will inbound from the baseline left. Stevens fakes the inbound pass inside. Now we'll get it to Scott. Quick jumper from 10. Good for Merritt E. Scott. That's 9 for Scott. 68-56 the lead for SBU. 68-58. It's a 10-point game here. Timeout, Southwest Baptist. 6:46 to go as head coach Michael Smith trying to pump up his team as they make a bit of a run. We'll be back to the Meyer Sports Center in 30 seconds. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's game comes from Taco John's at 1015 South Main in Maryville. Serving breakfast and dinner, Taco John's is open Sunday through Thursday from 7 a.m. until midnight and until 2 a.m. Friday and Saturday. More at tacojohns.com.
Bearcat radio broadcasts are brought to you by the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information available at northwestbearcats.com.
68-58, Southwest Baptist still with the lead over Northwest Missouri State. Bearcats trying to slowly chip away at it, but with 6:46 to go, they'll have to maybe chip away at a little bit quicker pace.
Yeah, right now on a 14-3 run over the last 3:09, but it's taken quite a while to get. Seems like it's been a slow run. You don't really notice it that much right at the moment, the way it's been going. But a 14-3 run, not bad, but it's taken 3:09 to go on that run. Again, they need to continue to get some defensive stops and go down the other end and see if they get some more positive things going offensively.
In 6:46 to play, 68-58, the lead for Southwest Baptist. For Northwest, Ariel Easton, Merritt E. Scott, Monique Stevens, Shelby Mustaine, and Timber Schechinger on the floor. Merritt E. Scott having a good night offensively with 9 points so far. She's averaged 4 a game this year. Johnson with it, out between the circles left. Easton right there defensively, a screen from Zelenka. Johnson out of Zelenka left side. She starts a drive, skips it out, right side lands down. Now over to the left side, Duncan will take a three. In and out, no good. Rebound for Mustaine. Cats with a chance to bring that lead to single digits. The first time since very early in this game. 6:18 to go. Right side, Easton to the high post, Mustaine. Mustaine bumped by Lansdowne, but keeps her feet. Out of the right corner, Stevens. Stevens brings it up to the wing. Spins, gets it out. Easton open, a three on the way. That one short. Mustaine tips the rebound, but Johnson comes up with it. Ahead on the right side to Duncan. She'll bring it out to Lansdowne. Now to Duncan in the corner. High post right for Scupa. And out to Johnson between the circles left. 5:51 to go. Over to the left wing. Duncan. Out to the top of the key for Zelenka. Down the lane she goes with the drive. Almost bobbled the ball, but somehow got the shot off, got it to go, and drew a foul, so she's going to get a three-point play opportunity for SBU.
I think she really had control of the basketball through that entire drive to the bucket and just kind of threw it up trying to draw a foul, and the shot went down.
So the lead will go back to 12. Ashley Ginther and Annie Matthews checking back into the lineup for Northwest Missouri State. That last foul call on Timber Schechinger is her third. Also the third team foul. Free throw by Zelenka rattles down. So she's got 16 tonight. And it's a 71-58 lead for SBU. Northwest Missouri State ball, 5:37 to go. Stevens on the right side, hands it for Scott. She'll bring it to the top of the key. Now give it up for Matthews at the right elbow. Matthews will bring it out to the right wing with the dribble. Give it up to Stevens between the circles. She'll drive with it down to the baseline. Now through the lane, a reach around foul by Zelenka, and that'll be the third on her. Sixth team foul against SBU with 5:21 to go. 13-point lead for SBU. Northwest had a chance to cut it to single digits, and then After missing a shot, Zelenka at the other end got a three-point play. Stevens inbound, right side for Scott. Jumper short. Rebound fought for. Easton trying to tip it. Can't, but it's picked up by Matthews. Now to Stevens. Left side for Scott. Into the corner, Easton. Up to Scott. She'll bring it top of the key. Just over 5 minutes to play. Scott gives it to Ginther at the left elbow. Out to the left side for Easton. Easton bumps, spins away from that. Now to Matthews. Great pass by Easton. And Annie Matthews hits the shot. That's 15 for Matthews, and it's a 71-60 game. SBU with the lead in the ball. Right side lands down. Brings it out to Johnson between the circles. 4:49 to play. On to the left side it goes to Duncan. Now out top for Lansdowne. Gives it for Zelenka at the elbow. She'll try to drive. Nearly fell. Gets it out to Lansdowne. A three-pointer off the back of the rim. No good. Rebound tipped, and it's picked up by Scupa. Out to the left for Duncan. Now to Johnson, top of the key. Zelenka had fallen to the floor a little bit slow to get up for SBU. Hit her head on the standard, holding up the basket. And now a drive by Johnson. Gets it to Zelenka. She's up with the shot, and it's no good. Rebound inside, though, to SBU. Duncan gets it out to Johnson, left side, to the free throw line. Now to Duncan in the corner. Three-pointer on the way. That one no good. Rebound this time to Annie Matthews for Northwest. Gives it up for Stevens with 4:04 to go. Stevens on the left wing. Bearcats down by 11. Gets it up for Easton. Easton to Ginther. She's at the high post with it on the left side. Out to Stevens. Stevens will dribble it toward the top of the key. Now to the free throw line. Down the lane. Into the corner for Scott. Three-pointer on the way. That's off the left side of the rim. Rebound tip. And it's going to be picked up by Mackenzie Scupa. Just able to keep it away from Monique Stevens. Ahead to Lansdowne. Cut off by Scott, getting back defensively. Now to Duncan. To Johnson between the circles with 3:33 to go. Still an 11-point SBU lead. Johnson guarded by Ariel Easton. Over to the right side. Started a drive, backs it out. Now gives it for Lansdowne near the sideline. Lansdowne to Zelenka, top of the key. Three on the shot clock. Zelenka forces the shot, misses badly, and the rebound for Annie Matthews. Stevens will take the outlet. Ahead to Scott on the left side. Drives cut off, now into Ginther. Ginther tries to go up with the shot, draws a foul. This will go on Jackie Zelenka. That'll be the fourth on Zelenka. Seventh team foul, two free throws for Ashley Ginther.
Zelenka thought she got all ball that time, gets called for the foul, so Northwest a chance to get to the free throw line.
And it brings us to a timeout with 3:06 to go, 71-60 to lead for Southwest Baptist. We're back in a minute. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford and Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatefordlincoln.com or at 660-582-3677.
Today's Bearcat Radio broadcast is sponsored by Hy-Vee. Located at 1217 South Main, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information is available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Kent Peterson of Stanberry.
160 Southwest Baptist with a lead over Northwest Missouri State, 3:06 to go, and time definitely a factor now for Northwest.
It is. They've got to score quickly now. They've done a good job in the second half, much better than the first half. They've actually outscored it. SBU by five here in the second half, but as you mentioned, time getting a factor. They've got to get some quick stops and get down the floor and get some buckets there. They're in relatively quickly now with just a little over 3 minutes left in the game.
Ashley Ginther, a 5'10 freshman out of Independence, to step for the line for two for Northwest. She's one of two on the season. Her first free throw here is good. So that'll cut the lead to 10. Cats can make it a single-digit lead for the first time since early on. And Ginther does it. She hits both free throws. Her first 2 points of the night. And Southwest Baptist will have it. It is a 9-point game. 3:06 to go. Ashley Nelson back in the lineup for Northwest. Cross midcourt comes to Lana Johnson. Works it over to the right side. Lansdowne. Top of the key it goes. Scupa over to the left side. Johnson on the wing there. Gets a screen from Zelenka. Up with the jumper from 17. And it's good for Delana Johnson. That's nine for Johnson. 73-62, the lead for SBU. Cross midcourt, Easton, 2:40 to go. High post for Matthews. Now to Easton in the right corner. Fakes the three on the drive. Gives it to Matthews, and a foul along the baseline. We'll send Ariel Easton to the free throw line for a 1-1. Foul on Delana Johnson, her third. A team foul. And Easton to the line where she is 1 of 2 tonight. 1-1 opportunity here for Ariel Easton with 2:34 to go. The free throw good, so she'll get a second. 17 points tonight for Ariel Easton. And the second free throw attempt for the junior out of South Bend off the back of the rim, trying to chase down the rebound. She has it knocked away by Lansdowne, and it'll be Bearcat basketball. So good hustle by Ariel Easton, and Northwest will have it as the Bearcats call a timeout. 73-63, the lead for SBU, 2:33 to go. We're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's game comes in part from McDonald's in Maryville. McDonald's is open 24 hours every day and now serves a limited breakfast menu beginning at midnight. McDonald's, located at the intersection of South Avenue and South Main Street in Maryville.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com.
73-63, Southwest Baptist with the lead, 2:33 to go. Alex Botkin, a freshman out of Republic, checks in for Southwest Baptist during the break.
I think Northwest playing a bit better defense here in the second half, and it's shown statistically as well. You look at differences for SBU in the first half, shooting nearly 70% from the field, the second half about 44%, and they're just 3 of 10 on three-pointers here in the second half.
Easton will inbound it from the baseline left underneath her own bucket. Gets it right side. Matthews, quick jumper. Good for Annie Matthews, and she draws a foul. So Matthews will get a three-point play opportunity for Northwest. Foul call against Mackenzie Scupa. That is her fourth. And Matthews to the line for one. She has 17 points tonight. It's 3 of 4 at the line. Her free throw, good. She knocks it down. That's 18 for Matthews. It's a 73-66 game. SBU with the lead of the ball. 2.5 to play. Cross midcourt, Johnson. Over to the left side for Zelenka. To the top of the key. Scupa. Right side, Johnson inside, and Matthews gets the steal. Stepped right in front of Jackie Zelenka to pick up that pass, and the Cats trying to make a move. Easton will bring it up the floor for Northwest. Left side, passes tip. Nelson comes down with it. Now around to the right for Merity Scott. Scott to the high post for Matthews. Now out to Easton on the right wing. She'll bring it to the top of the key. Works it over to the left wing. Inside for Nelson. Shot by Nelson. Good! And Ashley Nelson draws the foul. She'll get a three-point play opportunity for Northwest. And that foul is against Mackenzie Scupa. So she commits the last two fouls. That's her fifth in the game. And one free throw coming up for Ashley Nelson as we pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Free throw by Ashley Nelson off the back of the rim, but Annie Matthews there for the rebound for the Cats. Northwest down 73-68, 1:52 to go. Nelson with it on the left side, gives it up for Easton. Easton with it on the right wing, guarded by Lansdowne. Picks up the dribble, gives it to Nelson, top of the key. Tipped away from her, she'll pick it up. Now over to Easton, right side. Easton down near the corner, gives it up for Nelson to the high post, Matthews. Matthews will take it in the lane against Zelenka, out to the right side, Easton. She'll drive with it into the corner, Nelson, 5 on the shot clock. Nelson has it taken away by Zelenka, just picked her pocket. Now ahead to a wide open Botkin. Layup is no good, but Botkin hammered into the standard. And they're going to call an intentional foul here. Ashley Ginther went for the basketball to knock it away, and they call an intentional foul. And Coach Michael Smith definitely wants an explanation here because that is not an intentional foul. It was a hard foul, but not an intentional foul.
Yeah, I don't blame my coach for trying to get an explanation here. Unfortunately, it's not going to change things. But, yeah, I think you're exactly right. It was just hustling after the ball, but unfortunately, It's going to result in an intentional foul here with 1:24 left. Kind of a big call at this point.
An intentional foul, by definition, is when you don't go for the basketball and you commit the foul just to stop their wide-open progress to the basket. That was not the case. Ginther got a piece of the basketball even. So the first free throw is good for Botka. She'll get a second free throw, and Southwest Baptist is going to have possession, and that is an absolutely tough call against Northwest and a critical point in the ballgame. Timeout Bearcats, 74-68, the lead for SBU, 1:24 to go. We're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni. This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville, located at 1528 South Main Street. Bill McCulley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800.
74-68, Southwest Baptist with a lead over Northwest Missouri State. 1:24 to go. One more free throw coming up for Alex Botkin out of the timeout for SBU, and SBU will get possession of the basketball.
That's a key part of the ballgame right here. Is Northwest doing a great job firing their way back, getting into single digits, and unfortunately this call here giving SBU a huge advantage with 1:24 left.
So the second free throw coming up for Botkin. She hit the first of the two. And the second one is good. So that'll make it a 75-68 game, and SBU will inbound on their own baseline with 1:24 to go. So the inbound comes from Delana Johnson. Johnson gets it in right side, Duncan, a dribble, a double clutch shot is good. So they got 4 points out of that call, and what was a 5-point game quickly jumps to nine. 1:15 to go on the right side, Stevens. Out to the right for Easton. She'll drive with it. Stops up with the jumper. No good. Rebound tip. Duncan will come down with it for SBU. Out to Johnson. Johnson will bring it across midcourt. And a reach-in foul by Merritt E. Scott. That'll be the first on Scott. 15 foul against Northwest. So SBU will get an inbound here. Chance for the Cats to just try to get a steal here. If you foul, you foul. But they can make that effort. Now, unfortunately, Monique Stevens just barrels into Delana Johnson and commits a foul before a pass is even thrown. That was more of an intentional foul than what we saw called on Ginther. It's going to end up being the second on Monique Stevens, and right as the inbound comes to Brooke Duncan, she's going to draw a foul, and she'll go to the free throw line for a 1-1 for SBU. Timber Schechinger called for her fourth. 17th foul against Northwest. And Duncan steps to the line. She is 3 of 4 from there tonight. All of those attempts in this second half. Run into the 1-1 is good. Bearcats got to within 5. But now it's a 10-point game with 1:02 to go. They had cut what was a 23-point lead at one point for Southwest Baptist to 5 as the second free throw goes for Duncan. 13 for her as Easton brings it up the right side of the floor for Northwest. On the wing with it, now to Merritt E. Scott. Over to the left side for Stevens. Inside to Matthews. Matthews with a dribble. Shot over Zelenka. Good for Annie Matthews. Matthews hits the hook shot. That's 20 points for Annie Matthews tonight. Seen solid rebounding effort out of Annie Matthews the last 4 ball games. She's been in double-digit rebounding those 4 games. And tonight, adding it with points as well.
Yeah, and only one shy from having a double-double here with 9 rebounds right at the moment. She's been very strong on the boards as well as inside tonight. And Andy just being very consistent. And that's one of the things you like about the type of season she's been able to put together from game to game. You pretty much know what you're going to get out of Andy.
Matthews just one shy of a career high in scoring. And her 20 points and 9 rebounds. She's been close to a double-double several times where she's been maybe at 8 points or 9 points, but had the double-digit rebounds. Now just needs one rebound to get to the double-double again here tonight. And again, just 1 point shy of her career high in scoring as well. 79-70 the lead for Southwest Baptist. 50.8 seconds to go. And Northwest will come out with Timber Schechinger, Annie Matthews, Monique Stevens, Merritt E. Scott, and Ariel Easton. Scott really has provided a spark offensively for Northwest, especially in this second half.
Coach Smith yesterday during the media luncheon just talked about how much that Meredith's, what a difference she's made to this team this season.
SBU with the ball. Johnson takes the inbound and draws the foul. This should go against Ariel Easton. And it does. That will be the first on Easton. Eighth team foul, so a 1-1 for Delana Johnson for SBU. She's an 83% free throw shooter. It's her first trip there tonight. Front end of the 1-1 for Johnson is good. 10 points for Delana Johnson, and it's a 10-point lead for SBU. 49 seconds to go. Johnson takes a deep breath. Her second free throw on the way, and that one is good. So she gets both. And Northwest Missouri State with it, now down 11 across midcourt. Easton on the drive, up with the runner, no good. Rebound for Lansdowne, and Lansdowne is going to be fouled right away. She'll get a chance to walk to the other end and attempt a 1-1 for Southwest Baptist. Timber Schechinger fouling out of the game for Northwest. So Lansdowne will step to the line where she is 2 of 2 in the game. Those attempts coming back in the first half. Denise McEnany will come in the lineup for Schechinger for Northwest with 41.4 seconds to go. Lansdowne, a 78% free throw shooter. Front end of the 1-1 on the way, and good. 10 points for Lansdowne. Six different players in double-digit scoring for Southwest Baptist. Only one other player has any points. Second free throw, no good. McEnany and Duncan both come down with a basketball. Held ball, and the possession arrow will give it to Northwest Missouri State. 12-point lead for SBU. And Ariel Easton will bring it up the floor for the Cats. Across the timeline, she'll work it to the top of the key. Now over to the right side for Scott. Scott down to the baseline, spins, gives it out for Easton. A fake on the three, a drive on the baseline, up with the shot inside, and it's good for Ariel Easton. 19 for Easton. 10-point game. SBU with the inbound, a long pass down court. Duncan wide open, and she'll hit the layup for Southwest Baptist. 24 seconds to go, a 12-point game. Easton on the right wing, puts up a three. It's off the front of the rim. The rebound inside for Johnson for Southwest Baptist, and Northwest will back off here. Southwest Baptist will come away with their second conference win of the season here tonight. 84-72 is going to be our final score as SBU awaits the clock to run out. They will move to 7-7 on the year, 2-5 in the MIAA. Northwest Missouri State will fall to 5-10 and 2-6 in conference play. We're back with more from the Meyer Sports Center in Bolivar right after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Championship Motors in Maryville. At 1528 South Main Street, Bill McCauley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or 660-582-8800. And from Nottoway Valley Bank. Serving Northwest Missouri for 145 years, Nottoway Valley Bank now offers its customers mobile banking services. More online at nvb.com. Support also comes from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699. Also from Maryville Hy-Vee, located at 1217 South Main, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191.
This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. St. Francis Hospital and Health Services has been providing health care for Northwest Missouri and Southwest Iowa for over 110 years. More at stfrancismaryville.com. And from Tri-State Ford and Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatefordlincoln.com or at 660-582-3677. Support also comes from Shelter Insurance. providing auto, home, life, business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information is available from shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Kent Peterson of Stanbury. Support also comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
The Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors.
Back at the Meyer Sports Center in Bolivar, as the Northwest Missouri State women, with the loss tonight to Southwest Baptist, 84-72. And, John, I think we can look all the way back to the very start of the ball game. Northwest got down by 23 in that first half. And, granted, Southwest Baptist shot the ball extremely well, but just didn't seem like Northwest was ready right from the start, even though they started playing better basketball as the game went on.
Yeah, very sluggish to start the game and gave up a lot of easy looks for SBU, one of the reasons that they shot so well in the first half. Bearcats in the second half actually outscored SBU by four, but dug themselves a little bit too deep of a hole to try to come back in this one tonight. But a great effort by Northwest in the second half to try to get back in the ball game, but coming up just a little bit short.
12-point win for SBU. We're back with the extra effort award after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
It's time for this week's All That Jazz conversation with Northwest Missouri State President Dr. John Jasinski. This week, Dr. Jasinski talks with John Coffey about how the university saves energy.
We all know that budgets are tight everywhere in households, and certainly in radio stations and across the university. And so anything we can do to be good stewards of the taxpayers' money, we will. But also from a pure savings perspective, you know, we are trying to conserve energy, et cetera, and we've been a long-time leader in that for, you know, multiple decades and so many people involved with that. But as we think back to the summer of 2012, only a year ago or so, we have realized a financial savings of about $600,000 thanks to the efforts of our facility services team. And it really comes down to operating our campus more efficiently and reducing energy costs across buildings, across a variety of uses, and as you mentioned, a lighting upgrade. And we really started that lighting upgrade last summer, and we've installed more energy-efficient lighting and control systems in our academic buildings, in our residence halls, and for listeners that know the campus, a couple of examples. One is the Student Rec Center. You know, that thing is used, as you well know, John. But we've put in 30% more light in there, so, you know, easier to see if you're making a basket or not. But also, we're using 25% less power. So very, very significant upgrade. And in the end, we're saving about $3,000 per year in energy savings in the rec center alone. But that it doesn't just stop at the rec center. It goes across all of our high-rise residential halls, the Lampkin Activity Center we've done, the Olive Deluce Fine Arts Building, and the some other buildings across campus.
That was Northwest Missouri State President Dr. John Jasinski.
The Bearcat Postgame Show. Postgame Show. Supported by Championship Motors.
Back at the Meyer Sports Center in Bolivar, the Northwest women with a loss tonight, 84-72 to Southwest Baptist. It is time for our extra effort award, and John, Annie Matthews earning herself another one here tonight.
Yeah, she's been very consistent this year. A strong performance tonight, 20 points, one shy of a double-double as she pulled down 9 rebounds tonight. She's 4-5 at the free throw line, 8-12 from the field overall. Also had a steal in the game as well, and just a solid performance out of Annie tonight.
19 points, 7 assists for Ariel Easton. On the other side for Southwest Baptist, as we mentioned, they ended up with 6 players in double-digit scoring, and they were led with 16 points from Jackie Zelenka, and SBU ended up shooting 58.5% from the field on the game. Really, Northwest with a respectable 46.6%, but just too good of a shooting night for Southwest Baptist tonight. Again, the final 84-72, SBU with a win over Northwest. The men's team's getting ready for their matchup. We do the same when we come back. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Maryville Hy-Vee. Located at 1217 South Main in Maryville, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191. And from O'Malley Beverage in St. Joseph, Missouri. O'Malley is the region's supplier of Anheuser-Busch products and would like to remind you to enjoy them responsibly and to always designate a driver. More at anheuserbusch.com. Support also comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, now located near the Northwest Campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanwear, custom screen printing, and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation. Also from Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center and the Printery House. More at conceptionabbey.org. And from Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph. Support also comes from St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com. Also from Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information is available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Kent Peterson of Stanbury.
Forget about the crowds. The size of the school. And remember what got you here.
It's time for Northwest Missouri State Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network. Let's go courtside for tonight's game.
Good evening and welcome back to the Meyer Sports Center on the Southwest Baptist Campus in Bolivar, Missouri. It's game two of our doubleheader along the Bearcat Radio Network. The Northwest Missouri State Bearcats at 11-5. They're 6-1 in the MIAA. Tie for first in the conference with Missouri Southern. They face the Southwest Baptist Bearcats, which comes in at 8-7 and 1-5 in the conference. For the Bearcats, they've won three straight and seven out of their last eight games. They face an SBU team that's heading in the other direction, losers of their last four games. Along with Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey. And Matt, again, as we've been talking about with this SBU men's team, they're a team that lives and dies by the three-point shot.
Yeah, and that can make you a streaky team, not just in terms of shooting, but in terms of the season as well. It's tough to put together wins or string together wins when you're not hitting the outside shot on a consistent basis. But that's kind of the philosophy they've taken here over the last several years. We saw them with some pretty good teams when they had those big guys inside for a few years, but they've kind of gotten away from that, gone with smaller lineups that can shoot. And it does make you nervous because if they are hitting those threes, it's going to make it a real hard game for Northwest tonight.
They come into this game first in the conference in scoring, over 87 points a game. But the unfortunate thing for them, they're next to last in the conference in scoring defense. They give up a lot of points.
Yeah, it's almost like an NBA team. Let's go down and play offense, get a long shot. And another thing, too, is if you don't work a lot of the shot clock, you're going to have a higher scoring game. And this is a team that will like to drive, kick out, and get the shot quick on the offensive end, which means more possessions basically for both teams and more chances to put some more points on the board.
Northwest and SBU going through their pregame warm-ups. We'll be back and have more for you from Bolivar right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph. And from Championship Motors in Maryville, located at 1528 South Main Street, Bill McCulley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800. Support also comes from Maryville Hy-Vee. Located at 1217 South Main, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information available in-store or at 660-582-2191. Also from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. You can find more information at 660-582-2699.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com. And from Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information is available from shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Kent Peterson of Stanbury. Support also comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni. Also from Tri-State Ford in Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatefordlincoln.com or at 660-582-3677.
I like basketball.
Basketball.
Definitely basketball.
The Bearcat Pregame Show. Pregame Show. Sponsored by Hy-Vee.
Back in Bolivar, along Matt Gorder. I'm John Coffey, Northwest and Southwest Baptist, getting ready to go at it in the men's portion of our doubleheader along the Bearcat Radio Network. Matt, for this Northwest men's team, perhaps coming off one of their best games of the season Monday night with that win over Northeastern State out of Tahlequah, 85-65, and they really shut down a pretty good offensive team out of Northeastern State.
Yeah, and that's the big key, is they started that good play on the defensive end. Created some opportunities for them on the offensive end, but that was going to be a challenging team to play because they do like to drive, get to the free throw line a lot. It really tests the discipline of your defense all over the floor, not just with the guy with the basketball, but tests it all over the floor, and Northwest stood up to that challenge.
Northwest and SBU will be back here from the head coach of the Bearcats, Ben McCollum. That's coming up right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's Northwest Alumni Salute is brought to you by the Northwest Alumni Association. Information on membership benefits at 660-562-1248.
1992 graduate Daryl Johnson was recently inducted into the National Teachers Hall of Fame. Johnson is currently an English and Communications Arts instructor at Smithville High School in Smithville, Missouri. He says he tries to find ways to continue to relate to his students in the classroom.
Some of the key things to classroom success, from what I've been told, is good classroom management, knowledge of your content, and being able to connect with these young adults who are really living in this fast-paced world of informational text, to make these personal connections to literature. And some of my foundational principles include mutually high expectations of one another and embracing humor in the classroom, and making sure I get to know these kids as individuals. Once they know me and I know them, a true education can occur.
Johnson also received his master's degree from Northwest in 1998 and says the university has played a strong role in the success he's had since leaving the Maryville campus.
They prepared me very well for the classroom. In fact, I was at the alumni banquet this last year, and I sat at a table with Dr. Albertini and his wife, and Dr. Red, my father-in-law, and Dr. Jasinski and his wife, and just reminded them how impressed I was with the quality of education that I received. And, you know, those professors that I had years ago still remember who I am. They remember where you come from. They were really invested in you as a student, and that said a lot to me. That spoke volumes to me.
Johnson is also a former Missouri Teacher of the Year, which gave him an opportunity to meet President George W. Bush in the Oval Office.
Today's Northwest Alumni Salute is brought to you by the Northwest Alumni Association. Information on membership benefits at 660-562-1248.
I like basketball.
Basketball.
Definitely basketball.
The Bearcat Pregame Show. Pregame Show. Sponsored by Hy-Vee.
Welcome back to our pregame show, joined now by the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. And Ben, your team on a pretty good roll right now.
Yeah, we've been playing well. Well, I guess I should say last game and a half we've played well. Before that, we won some games and came away with some road wins. And, you know, it's always tough in the conference. But, you know, last game we played pretty well. Hopefully that carries over in tonight, where we give great energy right to start.
Yeah, I thought that was one of the keys to the win against Northeastern State on Monday night, was just the fact that you had that energy to start the game with and really executed well throughout the entire game.
That's pretty much what it comes down to in this conference and with our team, is you have to be ready to play. You have to be ready to play right from the start in warm-ups. You have to concentrate and prepare correctly, and then obviously carry that over to the floor and play with enthusiasm and emotion, and that's what we did.
And I think the thing you have to feel good about, too, is not only was it with your starting five, but you were getting guys coming off the bench where there wasn't any drop-off at all out there.
Yeah, guys played well, and our bench has been good all year. We specifically have guys that can score off the bench just for that fact. But yeah, starters are always good, and obviously our bench has been good, and it just comes down to team energy. Do we have good energy? And if we do, I think we're going to play well. If we don't, then it's going to be a long night.
Now, tonight you've got a Southwest Baptist team that really lives and dies by the three-point shot.
Yeah, and, you know, they're coming off a loss. They've had a week break, and, you know, they're going to be as good as ever. They're going to be playing fast, getting a lot of threes up. Who knows what kind of defense they're going to play. So, you know, we're going to have our hands full where we got to be ready.
Yeah, I know a lot of times when you go up against a team that doesn't have a lot of size, that can cause some matchup problems. And from a standpoint of Northwest trying to match up with them, it's just that they've got a very good perimeter game. But on the other end, can you do some things inside against SBU tonight?
Yeah, you know, sometimes. You got to be able to get it in there. It's just kind of game to game, depends on the four-man and if they can make plays and stuff like that. So I really don't know what it's going to come down to today. Outside of, you know, our defense, we've got to make sure we defend and get defensive rebounds. But as far as that matchup goes, you know, try to beat them on the boards. That's our objective every game, though.
And SBU is a team that plays very well here at the Meyer Sports Center.
They're probably about 20 points better at home than they are on the road, and that's a fact. I mean, they are that much better at home. So you have got to be ready to handle this kind of atmosphere and handle this kind of speed offensively, and then obviously be able to score on them in the other end.
Now, most teams play better at home than on the road, but how do you account for that much of a difference from the way they play at home on the road?
You know, it's the shooting. It's running up and down the floor. You're down here in Bolivar, which is close to not a lot of schools in our league. You know, it's just the whole atmosphere that goes along with it. But that style, that speed really makes a big difference as far as the environment that you shoot in being consistent.
All right. Well, Coach, good luck. We'll talk to you after the game.
Thanks, Sean.
That's the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. Stay tuned. We'll be back. Have the starting lineups right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game is being underwritten by O'Malley Beverage in St. Joseph, Missouri. O'Malley is the region's supplier of Anheuser-Busch products and would like to remind you to drink responsibly and to always designate a driver. More information at anheuserbusch.com.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center and the Prinery House. More information at conceptionabbey.org.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery. Now located near the Northwest Campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore in Maryville, the Student Body provides Bearcat fanware, custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
A Northwest Missouri State University Associate Professor will present a clinic at the Florida Flute Association Saturday, January 25th. Dr. Rebecca Donnell will present a clinic at the Florida Flute Association Convention in Orlando, Florida, titled Etudes That Engage. She says the clinic will showcase a project she's been working on for a few years.
The last few years, partly with Northwest Professional Development Funds, I've had a project of notating arrangements that I have been doing improvised, so to speak, in lessons with my students. And that is, one of the factors in flute study that builds a good player is the practice of using etudes, which are works designed to be fairly short, one or two pages, but have a very specific aspect of flute playing that is looking to help the player improve.
Donnell says these are occasionally such great music they can be performed as concert pieces. She says the etudes considered most famous for flute repertoire are those of Joachim Andersen.
He wrote 9 books of etudes, and what I've done is taken the first 2 volumes that a player would study and arranged a fair number of them. I think I've got about 19 notated, either into flute duets or flute trios, or one is even as large as a quintet. I've also, for a few of them, written some original prelude material to help the player sort of warm up and get ready for the challenges of the etude at hand, or a step-by-step process of how to sort of break down the etude and how to learn it well.
The arrangements were inspired by Donnell's experiences as a student of legendary French flutist Marcel Moyse, work she continues to use to this day with Northwest students. The 38th Annual Florida Flute Association Convention is a three-day event filled with competitions, concerts, exhibits, and presentations.
Support for today's game comes from Taco John's at 1015 South Main in Maryville. Serving breakfast and dinner, Taco John's is open Sunday through Thursday from 7 a.m. until midnight and until 2 a.m. Friday and Saturday. More at TacoJohns.com.